Presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school wrestling. Today is the finals of the Luplac Conference Wrestling Tournament. High school wrestling is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Loses kind of a little position here. We may have a reversal.
Yeah, Wyatt Allen's looking to get two here, Doug, and he does. Beautiful job when he stood up. Cantrell went to take him back down to the mat. Wyatt Allen hits a standing Granby, was tough enough to get dropped on his head and still come out. For the reversal, it's 4-3.
Adam Central is the defending champion and once again is the favorite this year in the team race. Individually, there are numerous state-rated wrestlers that will be battling for a conference gold today. All the action is coming up next as Central Nebraska's best wrestling coverage continues. But first, a new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join KKPR Sports Director Doug Dude and Larry Baker live from Loup City. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good afternoon once again, everyone, from Loup City High School. The 2015 Luplac Conference Wrestling Tournament is about ready to hit the finals match here, as we will be bringing you all of the championships, 14 finals, 14 runners-up. We'll get it all to you here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Doug Duda, Larry Baker, and Larry, you've seen a lot of these wrestlers throughout the years. Of course, being at Loup City, being at Centura, being at Ravenna, you've been helping us with the broadcast for quite a few seasons now, and we've got about as close of a team race. We've had one and two sometimes when Adams Central hasn't won it. They've been caught, and it's been close. But the top five, six teams are all very close, and not all the one and twos made it to the finals today. In fact, quite a few did.
No, that's exactly right. And the Luplac Conference Tournament's one of those tournaments that's like that. It's not as deep this year as it's been in other years, Doug, but very, very tough tournament. Many times you'll see a four or a five find their way into the championship finals and seed, I mean, by four or five. And, of course, this year is no different. We have that. And you talk about that team race, something we had happen here just about 45 minutes ago with Gibbon, who's in this team race. Colton Brown got a little bit frustrated at the end of his match that he won, lost a team point due to a headbutt, then in frustration ripped his straps down and loses a team point for being in an improper uniform on the mat. Two very important team points, Doug, coming into the finals here.
And you've also got Arcadia, Loup City, and St. Paul making some noise in the tournament for the first time in a while. Whether they will have depth enough to finish things off, St. Paul's got quite a few kids in the finals.
Now, at St. Paul brings a bunch of big guns, you know. They've gotten a little deeper this year than they've been in the previous years. Coach Cunningham's doing a wonderful job there with getting more kids. He's got the top end power. They're just filling in. And Loup City's a deep team. Maybe not great in the sense they don't have a ton of firepower, but they're deep. All of their kids are tough. I think 2002-ish, 2001, 2002, we were the conference runner-up. It's our highest conference finish ever, Loup City, I mean. So that would be wonderful to see Arcadia Loup City be able to do that today.
And then a couple of things. They've got the young Hovey gentleman who was ill, couldn't wrestle today, a kid that definitely could have made the finals today. And then maybe Wyatt Lane suffers the biggest upset today as he was knocked off by Peyton Leach of Ord in the semifinals.
Yeah, no question, Doug. Peyton Leach, really tough kid. I think he came into the tournament like 14-9, something like that. Not a giant record, tough enough kid, though. But as you said, Hovey, you know, he's a Class B state qualifier when he was at Lexington. So really tough kid. Not having him in the lineup hurts. And when you don't expect your defending state champion to get beat by a 5 seed at the Luplac Conference Tournament. So those are really big points.
We're going to take a break here, let you know who's in the finals, update the team scores. It's the Loup Platte Conference Wrestling Tournament on Classic Hits and online at platteriverpreps.com.
the spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success, helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
So many advantages of shopping at Joe's Market in Loup City. You know the people who work there, and they know you. Not to mention the great service and fresh meats, including homemade pulla sausage. Isn't it just nice to know that all the food you can buy locally is fresh, and the people that help you are the same friendly faces that live on the same street? Their kids go to the same school. That's what you get at Joe's Market in Loup City. Joe's Market is proud to support the area athletes.
Let's take a look now at those that will be wrestling in the finals today here at the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Tournament, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. And Larry, the biggest match ratings-wise will be the first one. The number one and two ranked wrestlers in Class C, Tyler Cunningham of St. Paul, Eric Pacheco of Kearney Catholic.
Yeah, for the second year in a row, our 106-pound final is going to match the number two or one and two kid in the state. This is a real interesting matchup. We know Eric Pacheco, you know, 21-1, a sophomore, extremely tough, very good wrestler. Tyler Cunningham, 12-1, is a freshman right now, hasn't been wrestling. That's why the record's down. His only loss, of course, to Trace Bosch from Amherst early in the year at the Wood River Invite. Should be a great match. Tyler Cunningham is a forward wrestler, coming all the time, extremely tough.
At 113, it'll be Wyatt Allen of Wood River against Nolan Berry, a young one-loss freshman out of Adams Central. At 120, Peyton Leach, who pulled off the upset over Wyatt Lane from Ord. Peyton Leach will take on Vinny Pearson of Gibbon. At 126, Dylan Pezzoza of St. Paul against Clinton O'Neill of Ord. At 132, Zach McNally of Donovan Trumbull will take on Peyton McCord of Centura. At 138, Lucas Kine of Centura will take on Ty Connolly of Kearney Catholic. Kearney Catholic's Joseph Feldner is in the finals at 145 against Mark Zexer of Adams Central. At 152, Matt Rojas of Wood River is wrestling Sam Folkers of Ravenna. David Gross of St. Paul will take on Tyler Ziegler of Adams Central at 160. At 170, second-ranked Cade Swoboda of Ord will take on Bailey Brown of Centura in another top six matchup.
Yeah, I mean, here you just listed off several. Of course, Bailey Brown at 170 pounds for Centura. Awful tough, been rated most of the year, was a match away from medaling last year. Big, big kid. He's a kid that probably, he wrestled or played football, over 200 pounds. So big, powerful wrestler.
182, Colton Brown of Gibbon, who will be taking on Jared Curlow of Arcadia Loup City. Then Kalen Garrett of Donovan Trumbull will take on Matt Jamison of St. Paul at 195. At 220, Kendall Oberheide of Adams Central and Zach Holinsky of Arcadia Loup City. And at 285, Ozzie Rodriguez of Gibbon and Lane Ruby of Arcadia Loup City. And those are your finalists, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll be back and give a look at the team scores as we get close to the start of the 2015 Loup Platte Conference Wrestling Finals right after this.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weegis, local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska, with a location near you.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates.
Doug Doodle, Larry Baker back with you here at Loop City. A big thank you to Athletic Director Paul Henry and the crew here for their hospitality getting close to the start of the Loup Platte Conference Finals. Let's take a look at the team scores going into the championship, and we rattle them off. Almost everybody has somebody in the finals, which is highly unusual, but good for the tournament. And by everybody, I guess everybody does have somebody in the finals today. So all 10 schools represented, even Ravenna in 10th place. They set at 21 points, and they've got Sam Folkers in the final. Wood River is 9th with 44. Donovan Trumbull, who had kind of made a splash here about 2 years ago when they were hosting it, were right there. They're in 8th with 45. Centura, who rarely even had anybody in this tournament that made it into a third and fourth place match just about 3-4 years ago. They've got some kids, and they set in 7th with 63. St. Paul is 6th with 77. Kearney Catholic is 5th with 90.5. Arcadia Loup City is 4th with 93. Gibbon is 3rd with 96. Adams Central is 2nd with 100. And Ord will head into the finals with 105 points. And basically, Larry, what this means is you got to do what you got to do in the finals, but you watch these third and fourth place matches. Adams Central's going to have a little depth. Kind of the teams at the top have that depth. Gibbon and Ord, we'll see who can win those third and fourth place matches. Points won't count as much, but they are going to, if it comes down to one or two points, that's where it's probably going to be won.
Yeah, and it clearly could if you see where those are. And watch those coaches, man, those third and fourth place matches will be very hotly contested. And it's nice to see Ord. You know, Derry's done a great job there. We talk about consistency. He's had a lot of consistency there and at Bertrand, you know, when he was down there for all those years. The thing is that program's kind of come up and come down. It spiked a little here lately, but Derry's found a way to get them back in this tournament again. Last year, was it last year or the year before, Doug, they made a big run?
They have a trophy here. So yeah. Adams Central hasn't been beaten much in the last 12 years, but Wood River and Ord, I believe,
those are
the only two that have won it besides them. Kearney Catholic made a push here a couple of years ago, but sometimes the depth just isn't there. And those two team points you talked about from Gibbon, they would have 98, which would put them 2 out of 2nd and 7 out of 3rd. Instead, they're 4 out of 2nd and 9 out of 1st. We will take a break. Be back with more. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show for the Loup Platte Conference Wrestling Tournament here on Classic Hits.
Go forth, save, and prosper. Citizens Bank recognizes the importance of saving. No matter what your goal is, Citizens Bank in Loup City has a savings option that is right for you. Citizens Bank and Trust in Loup City is a proud supporter of the area high school athletes. Citizens Bank and Trust offers everything you need in banking to keep your life, farm, and business running financially sound. They appreciate your business. Best of luck to all the area athletes in the game. From all of us at Citizens Bank and Trust in Loup City, member FDIC.
Your BP dealer in Gibbon and Kearney is Clevinger Farm Products. We'd like to wish all the wrestlers and coaches best of luck. Call today for a CFP fuel card. With Express Gas, you charge at the pump 24 hours to better serve you.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Doug Duda, Larry Baker back with you here at Loup City as high school wrestling getting close to the finals, and we're glad to be along with you on this Saturday. Again, high school basketball about ready to get underway on ESPN 1460 and 1550 as we bring you action from Kearney Catholic's Cope Gymnasium. The Lady Stars will play Wayne starting at around 3. The boys will play Boys Town, and that'll be going on a little bit later on as well, around 6. You've been listening to the NewTek Seed pregame show. NewTek Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a NewTek Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. They're proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark. We'll be back and get more from Loup City as we're ready for the finals of the Loup Platte Conference Tournament in a moment.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success. Helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Doug Duda, Larry Baker back with you here. And Larry, they had to wait a little bit of time here, it appears, for some of the heavier weights. You've got that 45-minute wait, so they're still trying to finish up a couple of those upper weights in the consolation semifinals.
Yeah, just a few left. Sometimes that happens, and this is a tournament where normally, in a normal tournament where we've got maybe 16, 18 teams, you don't see those types of little goofy spots in a round. Here, we don't have as many teams, so sometimes you'll end up with one of those little pockets.
And that's what's going on here. So a few of those are now going to delay the finals a little bit. We talk about it. Wrestling is the toughest sport to cover, and for a variety of reasons, this is one of them.
Yeah, no question. You never know exactly what's going to happen. Did a computer go down somewhere through the day? And if something like that does happen, then it puts us back just a hair.
You take a look at what happened in 2014. Adams Central came away with the championship. Wood River was second, Kearney Catholic, and then Gibbon. Donovan Trumbull, 5th, Centura, 6th, Ord was 7th, then St. Paul, Arcadia, Loup City, Ravenna. Well, your 7, 8, and 9 teams from last year have made major advancements as we're getting ready for the finals today. And that's good in some aspects, but it also means maybe the top is coming back. Adams Central definitely is not dominating today, are they, Larry?
No, and I agree with you. The top, it's great to see what's happening in our conference, but the top is coming back a little bit. We talked about that when we first went on the air, that actually this isn't as maybe deep of a Loup Platte Conference tournament as we've had in the past. Still Dynamite Wrestling and plenty of guys at the top, but just not as deep as it's been.
Well, let's take a look at some of the kids that were in the finals last year here. As you already mentioned, Wyatt Allen won in overtime at 106 last year. He'll be at 113 here today. Vinny Pearson of Gibbon was the runner-up at 113. He'll be in the finals at 120 pounds. Dylan Pezosa, he was the champ last year out of St. Paul, but he didn't get to wrestle because Erpelding of Wood River got injured and forfeited out. And so Pezosa actually getting a chance to wrestle here in the championships today. In fact, he finished second as well back at 120 pounds in 2013. So he's used to being in the finals. He now wants to wrestle in the finals and win it on the mat.
Yeah, and he's tough. I mean, wrestling family. It's a family that loves the sport. His oldest brother actually wrestled for me here at Loup City. And then his younger brother wrestled for me middle brother wrestled for me one year and then was a state qualifier when Lucas Obermiller was the head coach here. He's now at St. Paul, but a very tough kid.
132 pounds. It's a rematch of last year. Zach McNally of Donovan Trumbull beat Peyton McCord of Centura last year by a score of 14-7. And so we'll have a rematch and see if it gets any closer.
Yeah, and it will be interesting. Peyton has definitely got better. Peyton McCord's really hard to wrestle because he's a master of kind of funk positions. He likes to roll around, and that's a very tough style to wrestle.
Joseph Feldner was the runner-up to David Gross of St. Paul last year. Feldner of Kearney Catholic fell 5-4, so now he is back and will take on Mark Zetzker, also staying at the 145-pound weight class. Tyler Ziegler of Adams Central won it at 152 last year. He's wrestling at 160 this year. David Gross, who won it at 145, he'll take on Ziegler in the 160-pound final.
Yeah, and David Gross from St. Paul's tough. As a sophomore last year, he loses a very close match in the state semifinals, goes on to get fourth place at the state meet. Another kid, real long, hard to wrestle because he's another one of those guys, unorthodox positions, and he's kind of mastered them.
We'll take a break, be back with more. The Loup Platte Conference Wrestling Finals about ready to begin, and we'll be back to Loup City in a moment.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weegis, local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates.
With our producer engineer Stacy Johns and Larry Baker, I'm Doug Duda back with you here at Loup City. A little bit more of some of the guys that have some opportunities to be back in the finals here at the Loup Platte Conference Wrestling Meet. That includes Cade Swoboda of Ord. Last year he was the runner-up to Derek Lanusky of Adams Central, one of the toughest matches, but Cade now is ranked second in the state at 170 pounds, and he'll be wrestling against Bailey Brown of Centura. And then you got Colton Brown, who won it here at 170 last year, and he's going to be wrestling at 182 here. Colton, kind of an interesting story. He's been trying to cut the weight. They wanted to get him to 70. He just hasn't been able to get there. And so now you can't get there. You can only move up. So 95, they've got him rated, and 170 he can't get to. He's going to be in a pretty tough weight class at 82.
Yeah, he is. The one thing I'll say is he's a tough kid, just a junior. Again, a lot of old school wrestling in the family. Dad was a state qualifier, great wrestler for Gibbon. He's a tough, hard-nosed kid.
So those are the results of the rest of the action that have been going on from last year to this year. Most of the heavyweights up in those upper three weight classes are going to be all new. Kalen Garrett of Donovan Trumbull was the runner-up at 195 last year to Ryan Newyear of Gibbon. Today he's the number one seed at 195. So we are about ready to go here. They are starting to introduce the wrestlers. We will have just two mats, championships on one, consolations on the other, until they probably get the consolations done. Then we'll see what they do. But Tyler Cunningham of St. Paul, Eric Pacheco of Kearney Catholic, and then in the consolation match, it'll be Smith of Gibbon, that's Chase, taking on Jacob Kupica of Adams Central in the third and fourth place match. And we'll have it all for you when the whistle blows right after this.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Again, we want to thank the many fine sponsors that allow us to follow high school wrestling throughout the year. It's hard to believe that when conference is here, we're a month away from the state tournament. We'll have the Lou Platt Conference Finals for you here today, and then get right on into districts. We'll be at the D3 in Amherst, the state tournament as well. And we are ready to go, 106-pound finals. Larry, our officials today, Steve Faber, Tony Cordova, Mark Jensen, Bryce Abbey. They'll be taking care of the action. And let's see what happens between Cunningham and Pacheco.
Yeah, we've got Faber as the assistant and Jensen as the head referee in that championship match. Cunningham tried to take a deep shot early, and Pacheco just stoned him. No score yet, minute 30 in the match.
Cunningham beat Pacheco earlier this season, so we'll see how it plays out here today. Then in the consolation match, you've got Kupicha of Adams Central against Smith of Gibbon, and he will get the Adams Central will get the early takedown of the first period for a 2-0 lead. They've been off the mat a couple of times here in the 106-pounder, and then Cunningham explodes off the whistle, not just a little bit.
Yep.
He went way quick, so there's a caution.
Well, they call him Turbo. That's his nickname, is Turbo. He likes to be high speed all the time.
Well, they've rotated some coaches over there at St. Paul the last couple of years, and half the battle is getting the kids out. And then when you've got your kids, maybe that helps you out a little bit. As we've got an escape and another takedown over here in the consolation match, and it probably could have been a pin, but they run out of time. And we're also going to get two near fall. Should make the score 6-1 in favor of Jacob Kubicka. And I hope I had that name right. I apologize from Adams Central.
Great scramble going here in this championship match. Cunningham's in deep. Pacheco fights him off, and I think Pacheco might take him down here, Doug. Great scramble. They're going to get back to their feet here. Great scramble there by both guys. Cunningham was in deep again. We're going to see him. His shot pace will be very high, Doug. He does keep things moving, and we've seen him in deep now a couple of times as the first period is going to come to a close with no score yet.
Still 10 seconds going for the underhook is Pacheco. Cunningham sees it coming. He's going to scramble to the edge of the mat. He got taken down to his back, and there's still time for near fall points here. Right on the edge of the mat, not enough time to get the pin, but I think he got the five count in, a five-point move in the last 10 seconds.
Huge mistake, Doug. Pacheco had it was in a chancer position where one across the throat, one arm across the throat, the other up in the armpit. And Cunningham just made a terrible mistake there, kind of going to his knees, and it let Pacheco run right over the top of him to his back. If there's more time left there, he probably pins him, Doug.
Yeah, there was just a short-time mistake there. Cunningham, a freshman now, and Pacheco, a sophomore, so a little more seasoning on the high school mat going on, and Pacheco will take bottom to start the second period.
Yeah, and you know, as we know, both these guys, lots of wrestling in their life. The Pacheco's course at Kearney Catholic have done a lot of wrestling, and Cunningham has wrestled all over the United States.
Just about into an escape position is Pacheco. They're both on their feet, but Cunningham hanging on to that leg. I'd almost think that this position you'd want to cut him and try and wrestle from your feet again now that you're down 5-0, unless he can get him out of bounds and get a fresh restart, as far as Cunningham trying to score from top.
Yeah, that just sucks time there. That plays right into Pacheco's hands.
And he will escape come off the mat.
Right here, did you just see what Doug Jensen said to Steve Faber, the assistant official? He said over to him, he said, please watch the throat. He wants Faber to watch Pacheco coming across the throat, which in high school is illegal, and that's what he
took him down with there the first time, so he's wanting to make sure that that doesn't happen again.
Restart here, second period. Already a minute and 10 gone. Little hand play, but not much going on as they circle. And in on a single leg is going to be Cunningham. Not a very good shot, and he is going to fall backwards, and Pacheco's going to use that momentum and take him down. He's up 8-0.
And he's got that leg turked. If he keeps that turk, he'll turn him here, Doug. That was just very powerful hips by Pacheco. Definite discrepancy in strength right now in that match. Cunningham, with that was a decent shot. He was in pretty good position and just got flattened.
Kubicka in the third place match of Adams Central now up 9-1 over Chase Smith, the freshman, in the third place match at 106 pounds. But it's going to be 8-0 as we go to the third period here in the 106-pound championships to start our Luplat Conference tournament. And Pacheco has pretty much controlled it, although that whole first period was just a lot of scrambling and the five-point move at the end. Now it just sets the stage for what happens the next 4 minutes, and now we're down to two.
I'd be surprised if he goes down. Yeah, he's going to go down. I would think maybe he just want to be on his feet and try to make something happen here.
So Cunningham's got a lot of work to do, and because of the way the matches went, it's not like they're winded, especially Pacheco. You're not going to make a big comeback because the man on top is winded.
No, that's exactly right. The points have come just kind of in a couple little bursts, but outside of that, it hasn't been a high-speed match. And Cunningham, he wants to make it a pace match, Doug, and he hasn't been able to do that to this point.
Rides him out the first 20 seconds, but then Cunningham finally comes to his feet and rips the hand. So it's 8-1 Pacheco with a minute and a half to go. And in the consolation match, after being up 11-1, Kubicka is going to get the pin in 4 minutes and 22 seconds. So for Adams Central, Jacob picks up a win by pin, which is important, obviously,
huge
in the team race.
Eric Pacheco is back into that chancer position. He looks powerful, Doug. Eric Pacheco looks really, really good. You start talking about this time of the season, you're starting to look at these upper echelon guys saying, who's got the stuff, you know what I mean, to wrestle on Saturday afternoon, the third week of February. And Eric Pacheco looks tough, very powerful.
Way different than the first meeting.
Yes, no question. You know, this would be Eric Pacheco trying to avenge his only loss. He comes in today 21-1. And the one being Tyler Cunningham.
Well, and these guys won't have to worry about seeing each other again in districts because St. Paul goes to Central City in the C3. Kearney Catholic gets to make that lovely trip to the C4 out at Mitchell. In on a shot is Cunningham. Good defense here by Pacheco. He's going to bring him back to his feet, get the arm out of there, and they'll be at the edge of the mat in a non-scoring position. 113-pound consolation. Here is the Ord Chanticleers with Jackson Ulrich. After having to face Wyatt Allen, the top seed in the first round, he's been able to work his way back through, and he is taking on Lane Brown of Gibbon.
Yeah, no, Cunningham going to try to headlock him there. 24 seconds left, down by 7. They're going to hit Pacheco for stalling. Nothing wrong with that. In later meetings, for Cunningham to beat Pacheco, it looks to me like he's going to have to create massive angles on his feet, Doug, where he doesn't get in that spot where he's got to try to finish something against Pacheco's hips, because Eric Pacheco's hips right now look really, really strong.
Cunningham goes for another throw, loses it, and Pacheco will take him down, and that makes it a major decision in the team race. Instead of 8-1, it's 10-1, so a little extra bonus there, and Eric Pacheco really dominates the rematch here with Tyler Cunningham of St. Paul. 10-1, Pacheco will get the win.
Yeah, he blasted him, Doug, really. I mean, you can take the five-point move away, and the match is still 5-1. You know, he looked really good there.
Now we go back over to the end of the first period in the consolation match, and Gibbon with Lane Brown, a takedown to the back, a 5-0 lead over Ulrich of Ord. Now there's a little equipment problem, so they're getting ready to start the second period. We go to the 113-pound championship. Here's Wyatt Allen, the 106-pound winner last year from Wood River, taking on Nolan Berry of Adams Central. Nolan is 29-1.
Yeah, and he just got taken down, little short fireman's. Wyatt Allen did a really nice job there making that happen. And I will tell you, you know, we know Wyatt Allen, very good wrestler. You know, he hasn't lost very many high school matches in his career, Doug. You know, I want to say he's only got 3-4, 4-5 losses
in his career, very tough kid. And he does figure into this thing at the end of the season. Of course, we know Nolan Berry. We know the family, just a freshman. Tremendous family from Adams Central. All the brothers and awful tough dad sitting in the corner. Looks like they got another one. 28-1 comes into the tournament.
But after the takedown, Wyatt Allen really working the arm, really in command here back over the consolation. Brown of Gibbon takes down and gets a quick reversal. He's now up 7-0 over Ulrich Gavord, 30 seconds into the second period. And it looks like over here in the championship, Nolan Berry is going to try and find a way to survive this period. If there's a way he can slither out for an escape, fine, but he's not. Then Allen loses the arm, so now Berry trying to bridge up.
Yeah, and Wyatt Allen just throws a leg in immediately. Berry does survive, is what you said. I mean, he is just in survival mode right here. Wyatt Allen looks great. He's going from one combination to the other. They're going to stalemate him out, but holy cow, he looks good, Doug.
Wyatt, 24-0, 29-1 for Berry. Just pretty amazing records going on right there. And both Wyatt Allen being a sophomore, opportunity to get the second conference championship. Of course, those are the ones that become important if you could be 3- and 4-time conference district and the ultimate state champion.
Well, yeah, I mean, he had the big one last year. You know, that was the big, big match last year in the finals he had. And so, yeah, that would be big.
Again, not much happened here after the takedown, and they will end the first period. Wyatt Allen, 2-0 over Nolan Berry of Adams Central. And Berry's going to get choice, and he is really considering it. Kind of looks over to the coaches, and they really just kind of say, well, what do you feel you want to do? And he says, I want to go both up. So they'll go both up again. Allen took him right away in that first period.
Yeah, and that tells you that he didn't feel like he had any shot of getting out when he was being ridden the first time.
So back to their feet over at the consolation match. An escape for Ulrich of Ord in the second period, but he trails 7-1. They'll go to the third period. Brown of Gibbon Lane has the lead, 7-1. Third place at 113. You're listening to High School Wrestling, the Lou Platt Conference Championships on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Hastings, Ord, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda along with Larry Baker, our producer-engineer Stacy Johns. Now we're starting to see a little flurry here in the 113 championship. Pacheco of Kearney Catholic won it at 106, 10-1. Over Cunningham of St. Paul. It's 2-0. Wyatt Allen of Wood River leading Nolan Berry of Adams Central in the 113-pound match. 110 to go in the second period. Both wrestlers on their feet.
Yeah, and Wyatt Allen has let Nolan Berry back in this match. He's taking his foot completely off the gas. When you take somebody down and ride him out as dominant as he did, it looks good and feels great moving to the second period. The problem is it's only 2-0.
One move, yeah. One move is all it takes.
You'd like to see, if you're Wood River, you'd like to see Wyatt Allen get it going here a little bit. It is important here for Berry to score in this period. Remember, Doug, this is his choice. So Allen is going to be able to go down in the third and make it a three-point match. A takedown and a ride out here really would be important.
See what happens as we come back over to that consolation match, and we're going to get a reversal for Ulrich Jackson after being down 7-0, cuts it to 7-3, but there's only a minute left here as Lane Brown of Gibbon still has the lead. And it just seems like everything's upper body over here in the 113-pound championship. Then Wyatt Allen finally able to slide down, takes a weak single shot, not going to be able to finish it unless there's a mistake.
Yeah, he's looking for that little Kelly tip again. It was the same thing he took him down with the first time. Here's the trouble by going both up, though, Doug, is you force yourself now, you have to get two takedowns to win. If you can go down and get out and make it 2-1, right, then your opponent's going to go down and get out, and it's 3-1. A takedown ties. Now you're in a situation, because your opponent's going to be able to go down, you force yourself to have to get two takedowns instead of one to extend the match by not being able to score on your choice.
And Berry has not really shown anything that he's going to get a takedown, so he not needs one, he needs two. Unless somehow he can tip Allen from the top, and that would seem very tough to do against Wyatt, who is ranked sixth at 113 pounds despite being undefeated.
Wyatt Allen has shown in spots in his career that he can get ridden. You know, Cantrell rode him awful tough last year. he has shown where he can get ridden in spots.
But again, up 2-0 doesn't matter. And that's in our exactly consolation right. match, the final score is going to be Lane Brown of Gibbon defeating Jackson Ulrich of Orne by a score of 10-3. At 120 pounds, the consolation match will be Wyatt Lane of Arcadia Loup City, who was upset in the semifinals by Peyton Leach of Orne. He'll be taking on Kearney Catholic's Jack Keating. Keating also lost to Peyton Leach in the quarters by a score of 5-1.
Yeah, and anytime you're a state champion.
Oh, they're going to forfeit it out.
Forfeit to him.
Keating's going to forfeit it out, and Wyatt Lane will win by forfeit. I'm wondering if that's not just fine with him.
Yeah.
You know, you always want to wrestle, but there was only one thing on his mind today, and he got upset. So.
Yeah, no, and really struggled. He wrestled Kalen Cumming from Centura in the consolation semifinals, and it was an extremely close match. It was 1-0 going down to about the last 10 or 15 seconds, and there was Wyatt Lane produced a bunch of points right at the end.
Now we've got a little scramble over here in the championship match as they're trying to get Allen tipped. We've just kind of watched the clock move without anything going on. Nolan Berry has ridden Allen out, but he's down 2-0 from a first period takedown, 20 seconds to go.
He's in great shape to get back points here with that leg turk. He's just got to get him turned back in.
He's going to run out of time as they're on the edge of the mat, and Wyatt Allen is going to be a two-time champion here at the Loup Platte Conference Tournament as they come off the mat with 4 seconds to go. So not really the excitement we thought we would see at a 113-pound match. It looks like he might even cut him here and try for that miracle takedown to the back. No, he went for the head, and time will expire. No more points. Final score, Wyatt Allen 2, Nolan Berry, nothing. Wood River over Adams Central. And, again, plays big into the team race. Adams Central doesn't score at that spot in the finals.
Yeah, and that match was much slower paced than we thought. Wyatt Allen got the real quick takedown and then just worked extremely hard on top through that whole first period, Doug, and then just kind of shut the whole thing off.
At 120 pounds now, here's Vinny Pearson of Gibbon and Peyton Leach of Orne. He pulled the massive upset in the semis. Could he finish it here in the finals? At the 126 consolation, you've got Jake Gappa of Kearney Catholic taking on Broderick of Adams Central. Peyton Broderick was the number 2 seed, and he got upset in the semifinals by Clinton O'Neill in sudden victory. So a big advantage in the seeds here
right
for Broderick.
You know, in this championship match, Vinny Pearson, of course, I believe he's been a state medalist last year, Doug. Extremely tough wrestler for Gibbon. I mean, he had to beat, to go to the state meet last year, he had to beat a kid that had been to the state finals just to go to the state meet. So really, really tough kid. And, of course, Peyton Leach, you know, came into the day 12-9 and beats the returning state champion. So
Vinny's 19-8. And as they go, both trying for a headlock there, they slide, they slip, they go off the mat, and now Pearson's able to pick him up, return him to the mat, nearly to his back, and he's got Leach locked up and in some serious trouble midway through the first.
Yeah, I think he'll pin him here, Doug. He's in really good shape, full minute left. Vinny's been doing this a long time. He's a tough kid.
Leach trying to stay alive here. Pearson with the early takedown, and he got out.
Not only stay alive, he just about reversed the entire position and put Vinny Pearson on his back, Doug.
3-point near fall, so Pearson's up 5-0. Leach gets the escape. Still 40 seconds to go in the first period. Vinny Pearson strikes first, and he's up by a score of 5-1. Over here in the consolation, Broderick gets the takedown of Gappa. He's up 2-0 at the end of the first period.
Yeah, and you got to be careful here if you're Vinny Pearson, because Orne is so good with head chancer, headlock, coming out with 5-point moves out of these scrambles. And right here, Leach with a bear hug, Doug.
And he is going to get the takedown with 12 seconds to go in the period. Trying to not let Pearson slide out the back door here, but Pearson does slide out the back door for the reversal. 2 seconds, 1 second, cannot get any back points. And a lot of action here in the first 2 minutes. Vinny Pearson of Gibbon, a 7-3 lead over Peyton Leach of Orne.
Yeah, the score is 7-3 moving to the second period, but at this point, I couldn't tell you who's going to win this match. Really flop around. Vintage Derry Trampy wrestler, you know, in how you're seeing this go.
Vinny Pearson gets choice of the second period. He will take bottom.
Yeah, not moving much. I would anticipate to see Leach put some legs in here and get tough riding them. Not much going on. Vinny Pearson, there he finally comes to his feet. You want to move off the bottom, Doug. You don't want to stay down there and just be a target. Eventually, you'll get turned.
Pearson reached back for the leg and lost his advantage and is taken back down, broken back down to the mat here. And if my memory serves me right, I think Leach was on top, riding top, when he pinned Lane. It wasn't a takedown to his back. It was 2-2, right. And he turned him.
Yeah, and he's pretty good on top. And you can see riding tough here. Again, kind of unorthodox with what he's doing.
He's trying to use power here. Oh, he got the headlock locked up.
He missed
Pearson
the leg.
Came through, yep.
Yep. If he would have had that leg hook there, I think he would have gotten back points.
7-3. Leach with the lead. Come to their feet. There's an escape now for Pearson, and that'll make it 8-3. Pearson, as they come back to the center circle, clock still running. They'll restart it there.
Yeah, both guys are pretty flush, Doug. Fairly tired, it looks like to me, but there's been a lot of action in this match.
Pearson in on the shot. He's going to get another takedown.
Yeah, just a simple Kelly tip there, a little short fireman's. Pearson does a nice job with that.
10-3, 30 seconds to go in the second period of the 120-pound final. Clinton O'Neill of Orton, Dylan Pizzozo of St. Paul will be next. Over in the consolation, a late near fall for Broderick of Adams Central gives him a 5-0 lead over Gappa of Kearney Catholic as they head into the final period of the 126-pound third-place match. Leach trying to get an escape here in the final 15 seconds of the second period, but it doesn't look like he's going to be able to do that. And we will head to the third period with the score. Vinny Pearson of Gibbon 10 and Peyton Leach of Ord 3.
My guess is he'll go both up is what I think they'll probably do. Try to throw him, Doug, again, kind of vintage Ord here with what they'll have in their repertoire. He's going to look to bear hug, headlock, something like that is my guess.
Trying the underhook. Yeah, he's looking for a big, big, big move here.
Yeah, down by 7, you know, I mean, you got to pin him.
And they'll come off the mat, restart, 1:42 to go. We will take a break and hear from some of our fine sponsors at the end of this 120-pound championship, and then get ready for Pizzozo O'Neill and the rematch of last year's final at 132, McNally of Donovan Trumbull and McCord of Centura. Centura will then go back-to-back. Lucas Kine is at 138 against Ty Conley of Kearney Catholic, and then the Stars go back-to-back. Feldner will wrestle at 145, and Pearson will get a takedown or a takedown here in the third period.
Yeah, it's now 12-3. He's got it firmly in control, minute 15. And at the end of that second period when he ended up on top of Leach, it didn't look like Leach had any chance of getting out. So he's going to really have to get going here to avoid just being ridden out and lose this thing 12-3.
And again, you're going to have some of these guys not end up seeing each other in the districts. Gibbon will be in that C3, and Ord, I believe. Well, let me double check here.
Well, Ord always used to go west. I'm sure they'll have to go out there, too, to Morrill.
Ord's actually going up to O'Neill in the C2, so they'll be separate of basically everybody. That's different.
That is different, Doug.
So they'll see a lot of different wrestlers. And again, continuing to control the arm and the hips, Pearson is in total control now. 40 seconds to go in the 120-pound final, leading it 12-3. We've got a locked hands, though, on Pearson, so a point will be given to Leach, and the biggest part there is that you'll have a restart.
Yep.
Over to consolation, it's going to come to an end for a win at 126 pounds for Peyton Broderick of Adams Central by a score of 5-1 over Jake Gappa of Kearney Catholic.
Yeah, that district is different, Doug, and it'd give Derry a little old Class B taste. Remember, that's probably where they went in the old days before they dropped to C.
Yeah, it's going to be tough, too. It's going to be tough,
yes.
Maybe tougher,
yes,
than going out west. 30 seconds to go in the 120-pound final. Again, Leach trying to get a throw, and Pearson knows it, so he's going down low, in on a leg, trying to trip his Leach. He does, and he took Pearson to his back, 12 seconds. He's got to get off of his back. Pearson has been taken to his back with 8 seconds. It's a 5-point move, which will not be enough. He must get the pin. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Bryce Abbey looking. It's close, but time will run out.
Ho, 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 Doug, and I'm telling you, he was close. I mean, that was close. Little neck wrench, wrenched the neck, got his hips into it. Wow.
Again, if there would have been a tad bit of time left, maybe 10 more seconds, I don't think Pearson was going to get out of there. He was struggling, and he knew it, that he was in a bad spot. But Vinnie Pearson does enough for the first 5.5 minutes to win it 12-9 over Peyton Leach of Ord. We'll take a break. You're listening to High School Wrestling for the Lou Platt Conference Tournament on Classic Hits.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
So many advantages of shopping at Joe's Market in Loup City. You know the people who work there, and they know you. Not to mention the great service and fresh meats, including homemade pulled sausage. Isn't it just nice to know that all the food you can buy locally is fresh, and the people that help you are the same friendly faces that live on the same street? Their kids go to the same school. That's what you get at Joe's Market in Loup City. Joe's Market is proud to support the area athletes.
Doug Duda, Larry Baker, back with you here at the Loup Platte Conference Wrestling Tournament in Loup City as we are now underway at the 126-pound final. Dylan Pezzoza, who's making his third trip to the finals, won it via forfeit last year, was the runner-up 2 years ago from St. Paul against Clinton O'Neill of Ord. It appears early on in the match he might have got poked in the eye.
Yes, but they're going to say he's all right and ready to go. They had the trainer over there, but... No, he's ready to go, and Pezzoza's...
Big John Ullman.
Big John Ullman.
So Pezzoza and O'Neill going there in the 132-pound third-place match. Gerardo Raimondo, freshman out of Gibbon, against sophomore Carter Fleshman of Kearney Catholic. And Carter in the semifinals, when he was taking on McCord of Centura, they really were in a scramble mode. Lots of points, kind of that sloppy match where it was, well, you get two, I get it right back. Escape, escape, reversal, reversal, takedown. And it was 11-10, and Fleshman got caught with a fireman's and was pinned at the 5:30 mark.
Yeah, and that's how Peyton McCord wrestles. He wants to just roll around and roll around.
Fleshman, though, is in control here of his consolation matchup, 3-0 with a minute to go in the second period. Back over the championship.
Yeah, Pezzoza did a great job there, got in a leg, and just an old-school reroute spin drill, and he just kept going until he finally got the the takedown. Minute left here in the first period.
Pezzoza ranked fifth, O'Neill sixth in Class C at 126 pounds. So two very, very solid wrestlers going at it here at 126 pounds. Pezzoza now 19-2, O'Neill 13-3. He had to get by Broderick of Adams Central in the semifinal round, and he was able to get that done.
Yeah, and Pezzoza was fourth place at the state meet last year. And like I said, a lot of wrestling in that family. Dad's taking those three boys all over the place. So he's a lot of wrestling there. He's a tough, tough kid.
Got a 2-0 lead here over Clinton O'Neill, trying to get out of there. Pezzoza has the ankle. And Fleshman over here has won by pin in his consolation match. So Carter Fleshman, a winner by pin for Kearney Catholic at 132 pounds.
And now Pezzoza got a couple back points. He got two there. So he's going to take a 4-0 lead going to the second period.
Official time of the pin was 2 minutes and 33 seconds for Fleshman. At 1:38, the consolation match will be Lance Loom of Ord and Oscar Queller of Gibbon.
Oh, going to get a false start there on a caution. They're really trying, really at the college level, they're emphasizing that this year more than ever, Doug. And at the high school level, trying to as well to blow the whistle and get them started as soon as they can once they get set, but not allow it to be a rolling start. So you'll see a few more cautions than maybe we have in the past as they're trying to make it a point of emphasis.
Pezoza has already beaten O'Neill earlier this year. And it is 4-0. Now an escape by Pezoza to start the second period makes it 5-0 as they restart.
Yeah, and he's in total control here. Another takedown there, Doug. I think he could probably let him go and really start racking up the points here on his feet. O'Neill, very tough to turn, and I don't know that Pezoza would be able to turn him.
Loom of Ord gets the takedown, but Queller of Gibbon gets a reversal and two near falls, so he's up 4-2 in the consolation match after one period of wrestling.
Yeah, there they go. 8-0, 1 minute left in the second. O'Neill does come to his feet. This is, again, with those Ord kids, you do have to be a little bit careful not to get launched here to your back.
And the escape for O'Neill makes it 8-1. With 40 seconds to go in the second period. And as you said, though, Pezoza trying to be the aggressor. Leach, a long, lanky 126-pounder. He is taller than Pezoza. Sometimes those are a little tougher to wrestle, but then that means probably the muscle mass at that lower weight class isn't what Pezoza has.
No, but like you just see there, it's tough for Pezoza to get in on O'Neill because of that length. The head hands defense is very, very good.
Seeing some good scrambling, and we'll come to a stalemate with 9 seconds to go in the second period, and Pezoza up by a score of 8-1. This is the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Tournament on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. And coming off the bottom, here's a reversal for O'Neill right before the buzzer. So some short time points to keep it interesting.
Well, the key there is it brings you within 5, Doug. You know, and that's the key, where you can be within striking distance with one move, like one possession in football or basketball. That's where that's so important.
And a false start on Pezoza on top.
No, they're going to say
a double false start.
No, he's going to say it was on me. This is exactly what we were talking about. The key there with the point of emphasis is get him set, but don't let it be rolling. He held him there too long, so that's why he called it on himself.
So O'Neill will take bottom to start the third period. Pezoza of St. Paul leading it 8-3. In the consolation match, Gibbon and Oscar Queller leading it by a score of 8-4 with 20 seconds to go in the second period.
Yeah, and
O'Neill's going to have to find a way.
When
he gets off bottom, even if he gets a reversal here, there's a lot of work to do.
I think what he'd like to do is probably create a scramble, Doug, and try to get the big points out of a scramble versus the route you're saying, because he's going to meet that. It's going to be tough, like you're saying, to be able to take him down, then turn him or reverse him and then turn him. He wants to try to find those points out of one big scramble.
An escape, really not what you want here there in this situation, because then wrestling both on their feet, Pezoza has dominated that. He was able to almost turn. O'Neill was almost able to turn Pezoza when he got the reversal late in the second period.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
So Queller now of a Gibbon 8-4 lead over Loom of Ord. Starting the third period, Loom will take bottom of the 138 consolation. And again, O'Neill's come to his feet quite a few times, but he keeps getting tripped back down to the mat, broke down there by Pezoza. We're down to a minute 10 to go in the match. Pezoza continues to lead 8-3. No scoring yet here in the third.
Yeah, Pezoza's shut down the scoring in a sense. Like I said, I think he can just really take O'Neill apart on his feet. But what we have seen is that reversal woke him up just a hair, and that you're seeing him wrestle much more technical here. He's showing O'Neill a little more respect.
And they'll come off the mat, so a restart with 54 seconds to go again. Zach McNally of Donovan Trumbull, Peyton McCord of Centura next, then Lucas Kine of Centura and Ty Conley of Kearney Catholic will be at 138. Ord had a slight lead in the team score, and they are now sitting in third because of what has happened here in these first four weight classes. There's a stall warning issued on St. Paul as they'll reset. So Pezoza may be running out of gas a little bit here.
Yeah, that's what it looks like to me, Doug.
O'Neal, that plays into his hand if they can get into a scramble here. Don't want to go on defense. We have had numerous false starts, and that might be the second caution here, I believe, against Pozoza. Yes, we had the one where the official took it, but that's two here in this period on Pozoza. One more is a point. A stall would be a point. Then all of a sudden that escape wouldn't look so bad. You'd only need a takedown.
That's exactly right.
And O'Neal comes to his feet again, broke down to the mat again. 30 seconds to go, trying to set out is O'Neal, but just playing a lot of defense right now is Pozoza.
Yeah, Pozoza's doing a nice job there. O'Neal's trying to push back or sit out, get to his butt and create a scramble, and Pozoza's just crushing him, you know, wrestling with tremendous pressure and weight, and that's what you want. You want all that pressure forward.
22 seconds to go. That's when we saw Peyton Leach of Ord make a move on Pearson of Gibbon in the 120. Trying to sit out and get that reversal here is Leach. 15 seconds. Reaching for the leg, reaching for the leg. He might end up on his back, and it looks like nothing's going to come out of this. If there was much time left, they might stalemate it out, but I don't think that's going to happen, will it, Larry?
No, I don't think so. Pozoza's just going to stay where he's at, and officials are going to let it go.
Dylan Pozoza of St. Paul, 8, and Clinton O'Neal of Ord, 3. St. Paul, Gibbon, Wood River, Kearney Catholic, they all have a champion here in the Lou Platt Conference Tournament in our first 4 weight classes. And as we look over at the consolation, Oscar Quayler of Gibbon wins it 8-4 over Lance Loom of Ord. And we're ready to go to 132, Zach McNally and Peyton McCord. And so far this year, they have not faced each other.
Now, McNally's got it. What he's got to do here is the same way that he won last year, 14-7. Straightforward, come forward, get points, don't scramble. Right here, McNally's in deep on a leg. He's going to get the takedown, but right away, McCord's looking to create a big scramble. McCord will give up points, Doug, and he'll give up a bunch of them. He's just young. He's a sophomore. He needs to get a little better on his feet. Once he gets it figured out on his feet, Doug, he's going to be very, very tough to beat.
So, and last year, 14-7, showed that a lot of points, but a lot of takedown escapes until McCord did get some points going in the third period, but he was dominated in the first period last year, too.
Yeah, McNally's got to be smart and not roll around with this kid, or he'll be in big trouble. McNally's tough. He's kind of an old schooler, going forward, tough, physical kid.
Caden Daw of
Ord. Right here.
And Jacob Tracy of Gibbon are now wrestling in the consolation at 145 pounds. And a takedown will be given to Tracy to take a 2-0 lead here in the first period.
It's like trying to fit a wrestling that kid. Wrestling Peyton McCord's like trying to fit a piece of cooked spaghetti into a keyhole. Gee whiz.
He's trying to scramble out of there, and McNally now gets him turned in a one count.
McNally's, he's just going to get another one counted. Great job. He's got kind of a ball and chain there.
Yeah, awkward positioning here. 40 seconds to go. But looks like McCord's going to, he lost the arm, so he might be able to slip out the back door here.
Jiminy Crickets, you know, must be bleeding. Somebody's bleeding.
Yeah, McNally just showed something to the official, and we've got blood time, and it's on the nose of Peyton McCord.
Oh, yeah, he splattered up pretty good. He just stood up there. You know, it's tough. Peyton McCord's one of my better football players. He's a really good linebacker for us. It bothers me to watch him wrestle this style with his arms getting ripped off. We need that guy to be healthy.
Well, while they take a little time here to clean up the blood, we'll take a little time to hear from our many fine sponsors. You're listening to the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Tournament on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Loup City, Ravenna, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield. Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates.
Doug Noodle, Larry Baker, our producer-engineer Stacy Johns. The blood is stopped here on Peyton McCord, and nothing happened over the final few seconds of the first period. So, 2-0, Zach McNally of Donovan Trumbull leads at 132 pounds, and McCord will be on bottom to start the second. Couldn't get out there in the first. He'll restart here.
No, and McNally's doing everything right, Doug. McNally's avoiding the big scramble here. McCord has tried and tried and tried to create them. And McNally's just doing a great job. He's got himself in a little bit of trouble here. McCord's trying to come out the back door. McNally's hips are awful low. If McNally was smart here, he'd bail. He needs to bail and just give up the two reversal, which he has now done, but he's on his back.
Reversal McNally is on his back. Minute 20 to go here in the second period.
That's what I was talking about there. Be smart enough to just give the two up and avoid the scramble. McCord was able to get the scramble, and now what he needs to do is just hang in here. He's going to be up three when this position's over. I don't get in a big hurry to pin him.
Well, he's definitely got him locked up pretty good, but McNally, the defending champion in a rematch of last year's final, able to finally roll through and get off his back. A three near fall for Peyton McCord of Centura. Now leads Zach McNally of Donovan Trumbull 5-2, 45 seconds to go in the second period. In the consolation match, it is Jacob Tracy of Gibbon leading Caden Daw of Ord 7-2 in the third-place match at 145 with 45 seconds to go.
Yeah, McCord's going to give up points here again, I think, Doug. His hips are flat on the mat. McNally's coming out the back door. McNally's got all the position right here with 20 seconds left.
Trying to get a reversal, but hasn't been able to get out yet.
Nope.
15 seconds. McCord might be able to just kind of hang on here. That's all he's doing. Well, there McNally could get out the back door for one. He wants two.
Oh, he's stretching him out. McNally's not even trying to get out now. That hurts. That's pain.
And that is the end of the period. 5-2. So McNally got the takedown of the first period. McCord got the reversal and near fall in the second period. McNally will get choice in the third.
He's going to go down. And again, McCord will give points up, but it's in those scrambles that allows him to do what he does.
Jacob Tracy of Gibbon takes third at 145 with a 7-2 win over Caden Daw of Ord.
Yeah, and it looks like McNally's working his way out to get a reversal, Doug. And it may be a reversal too with back point. Nope. They've still given nothing. McCord is still in control here. 5-2, minute and a half left in the match.
Uh-oh.
McCord's going to try to Peterson roll here. They've given McNally the two, and I don't think McCord knows that. He may try to Peterson, and if he does, he'll give up back points.
And we're going to get an illegal hold and a restart here. 118.
Dan needs to go sit down.
118 to go here, and it is 5-4 in favor of McCord of Centura. He leads it 5-4 over McNally. And the Centura wrestling coach has a question for our official.
Yeah, he needs to let the officials work it out. He needs to let the, because the officials are talking about this. He needs to wait to see what decision is done here.
And what decision will that be?
Well, they're trying to decide whether or not it was an illegal move did he figure four of the head? And I don't think he did. The foot never came over. It was real close.
And now Donovan Trumbull's coach wants to come over and find out what's going on.
I never let another coach talk to the official without it being in front of me.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You gotta be over there. And I think they are going to award a point.
Yes, they are. Yep, they're going to say that it was. That's good that the assistant referee got involved there. Of course, these two guys, Faber and Jensen, they've done state championship matches together. They know what they're doing.
And so the point goes to McCord on the figure four from McNally. So McCord is now up 6-4, and he's on bottom with 1:05 to go off the restart. So McNally's got to score from top or maybe let him go.
Yeah, he's got to
scramble again.
Yeah, and McCord wants to scramble, but he's got to be careful in these tight matches. This is the piece he needs to learn as a wrestler, is don't give up back points now and lose this thing. McNally's tough. He's going to keep coming.
Big scramble out there with 45 seconds to go.
McNally's going to give up the reversal, Doug. He's in tough shape.
And he's already behind 6-4. McCorda Centura with the lead. McNally beat him in the finals last year 14-7. Well, he's not going to give up the reversal yet. And McNally back in control, but he's got 30 seconds remaining in the 132-pound final. And he might get him.
No, Peterson roll. That's going to be two reversal with back points, Peyton McCord.
And that is going to do it. And he's going to get the pin. Peyton McCord is going to get the pin in 5:47. And McCord, who was beaten in the finals 14-7 by McNally last year, wins today by pin. And Centura has a conference champion.
Yeah.
Five weight classes, five different schools with a champ.
And that's great, you know, and you talked about at the beginning where this program was 4 years ago. Coach Carlson and Coach DeBorn have just done a wonderful job. I've really enjoyed coaching with them there, and Peyton McCord did a great job. You see the improvement that he made, and what a dynamite job.
And now we are going to go over and take a look at the consolation match at 152, where it is Trompke of Ord, Gavin, against Nick Lindblad of Adams Central. We had no points in the first period, then a takedown and a reversal, and now Lindblad has cradled him up with 15 seconds to go in the second period, trying to get the pin. Good tight cradle in by Lindblad on Trompke. In the championship, it's Lucas Kina Centura, Ty Conley, Kearney Catholic.
Yeah, and Ty Conley did a great job. He's going to get the takedown. He slides Lucas Kine by. Great slide by. Going to get the takedown. Now he drops down in on a leg. Lucas Kine being ridden here, down 2-0. And, of course, Ty Conley, just a sophomore, came into the day 15-8. Extremely tough kid.
Kine, the top seed, not rated, but has 26 wins and gets the reversal. So we're 2-2, 45 seconds in.
Yeah, he's 26-6. And he really, to be honest, the six losses, all good losses. He's lost to some kids out of state. He's wrestled a pretty good schedule.
Centura wrestled kids out of state?
Centura went to right before Christmas, went to a tournament, a big two-day tournament in Kansas City, and wrestled kids from Oklahoma, Missouri, big tournament.
It just shows you the progress and the advancement of the Centura program as they restart, come off the mat. Over in the consolation match, it is still Nick Lindblad of Adams Central leading Gavin Trompke of Ord 5-2 with a minute to go in the third period. And Lindblad chose bottom, Trompke trying to turn him on the edge of the mat. Back in the championship, 2-2 between Kine of Centura and Conley of Kearney Catholic.
And this is where Lucas Kine is tough. He's on top. He's a grinder, real tough kid. And he'll ride and ride around that high half in tremendous shape.
Conley comes to his feet, went for the reversal and didn't get the escape. They're back down to the mat.
No, good wrestling there. That was Conley hit a really nice switch, and Lucas Kine was able to just re-switch him.
And the first period is going to come to an end here with a 2-2 score. Conley had the takedown almost off the whistle, and then it took just a few seconds for Kine to get the reversal. He rode him out the final minute 20, and they'll go to the second period. Centura will defer. Kearney Catholic will choose. And Conley chose bottom, even though he couldn't get out in the in about a minute and 20 here in the first.
Yeah, 2-2, he has to there. He can't afford to not score on his choice there. He just has to. And again, Kine's a tough rider. Conley just needs to work hard here and he'll get out. He's up on his feet. Going to get a stall call. Lucas Kine is going to return him.
And out of bounds they go.
See, that's tough. All that, Doug, like if you're the guy on top, you're Lucas Kine there. Because Conley made you wrestle, all that work, only 10 seconds. Now they got to go back. You have to do that a lot of times. And Conley will make him work. Again, A lot of wrestling in that family, you know.
Brother Thomas, a three-time champion. Conley comes out, able to get the hips out. There is the escape. So back on their feet, and they're about ready to go off the mat again.
Yeah, and Lucas Kine needs to stay off of his knees here. Conley will score here. Needs to run him right off the mat.
Circling over there, but
he's going to try a sucker drag there.
And then they come out. Yeah, there just wasn't any room left to go. Stall call over here on Lindblad in the consolation, but he's able to do that with a 5-2 lead and 20 seconds to go. He's going to win the third-place medal at 152 pounds, despite being ridden very hard here in the third period by Gavin Trompke of Ord. But time is going to run out. Lindblad gets the escape. Trompke throws him to his back. I'm not even sure they'll give him the two takedown as time expired, and the final score will be Nick Lindblad of Adams Central 6 and Gavin Trompke of Ord 2 in the third place match at 152. Back over to the finals, Larry Baker.
Yeah, no, neither there, Lucas Kine. Finally, I was just going to say, neither guy is willing to take a shot here. Lucas Kine's going to take him down. Huge takedown with 50 seconds left to go up 4-3 on Conley. Neither guy up to that point, I was just starting to say, has been willing to wrestle below the waist. And right there, one good shot dropped in, took him down. He needs to ride him out here, Doug. He'll have his choice, Lucas Kine, will, going to the third period.
In the 160-pound third-place match, it is Thomas Spilnick of Arcadia Loup City against Brennan Leach of Ord. Should be a little knowledge up the highway here.
I would think so.
Doug Duda, Larry Baker with you. Coming up next will be the 145-pound final. Joseph Feldner, who was a runner-up last year from Kearney Catholic by 1 point, will take on Mark Zetzer of Adams Central, and then Matt Rojas of Wood River and Sam Folkers of Ravenna.
Yeah, 14 seconds left on the restart here. Kine's got to take him back down. Kine's kind of hanging his head. Conley just about reverse fortunes there.
But he breaks him down to the mat, bellies him out, and that'll be the end of the period. And it is Lucas Kine of Centura 4 and Thomas Conley of Kearney Catholic 3. Kine will choose bottom to start the third period.
Yeah, and really the difference here, Doug, you talked about at the end of the first period, the difference in this match right now is Conley has given points up about midway through both periods and didn't get out. He needed escapes in both those situations here, and he'd actually be leading.
He got such a quick escape there to start the period, and he is almost turned on the scramble, Conley trying to get out.
That leg turkey still might get turned, Doug.
And the reversal has been awarded. Lucas Kine just about reversed him to his back, and now he's in good position, and there are the back points being awarded.
Yeah, he got a little bit greedy there. Instead of just returning him, he tried to go down with the leg trip and try to get back points out of it, or he just got a little bit cute. Got himself in big trouble because I think Mark's holding three back points right now, is he?
Yep, he was able to get the five count. Conley has to get off the mat now. A minute 15 to go. Lucas Kine is up 6-3. They'll award the points. It'll be 9-3 if Conley can get out of there, but there's still a minute to go.
Yeah, and I don't
get... There's not much movement on the bottom, is there,
Larry? No, and I don't get in a hurry here if I'm Lucas Kine. I got a conference championship getting ready to get stuck in my back pocket if I don't do something stupid here. So, I mean, there's just not much Conley can do from that position.
45 seconds. He's just trying to avoid being pinned right now. Ooh. Over the consolation, we see Leach taken down to the mat pretty hard. And there now, finally getting off his back, but just 40 seconds to go for Ty Conley against Lucas Kine. Conley, just a sophomore, wrestling at 138, so he's given up a couple of years to the senior.
Yeah, and Lucas Kine, he's an extremely smart young man. He won't do anything too silly here. Very efficient and smart athlete, both on the football field, in the classroom, and here on the wrestling mat. So Centura going to have two champions, Doug.
When's the last time that happened, brother?
Ooh, I would say been a while.
Lucas Kine, with a dominating third period, will take care of Ty Conley of Kearney Catholic. Kine of Centura 9, Conley of Kearney Catholic 3. We've got more wrestling coming your way for the Loup Platte Conference Tournament in Loup City right after this.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
Go forth, save, and prosper. Citizens Bank recognizes the importance of saving. No matter what your goal is, Citizens Bank in Loup City has a savings option that is right for you. Citizens Bank and Trust in Loup City is a proud supporter of the area high school athletes. Citizens Bank and Trust offers everything you need in banking to keep your life, farm, and business running financially sound. They appreciate your business. Best of luck to all the area athletes in the game. From all of us at Citizens Bank and Trust in Loup City, member FDIC.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer Brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer Premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weegis, local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
Doug Duda, Larry Baker, back with you here at Loup City on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com, where we had a little blood time here in the 145-pound match. Feldner, Kearney Catholic, Zetzer of Adams Central. There has been no score in the first minute. In fact, there's also blood time in the consolation match with Brennan Leach of Ord taking on Spilenick of Arcadia Loup City. And the score there, Leach up 4-2. Well, Track Wrestling says Leach is up, but I do not believe that is correct. I think they've got him in backwards here. And there's something you don't want when you got a team race.
No,
because clearly Leach from Ord's wearing the red, and from watching the wrestling, I'm sure it's 4-2.
Yeah, Spilnick, I think, is leading there.
Yeah, Spilnick's up 4-2. They've got it in Track Wrestling backwards, though. They have the wrong ankle bracelets on the wrong kid in Track Wrestling. And Ord is battling for a team title here. Arcadia Loup City's right up there as well. It's 4-2 Spilnick. They elect to go both up to start the third period. Back over here in the championship match, it's been a scoreless first period between Joseph Feldner of Kearney Catholic and Zexer of Adams Central.
Yeah, that's one of those tough matches. You know, there's 10 seconds left in the first period, and just haven't been able to get any flow to the match yet because of the stoppages. Injury and blood timeouts as a wrestler sometimes can be the worst because they don't allow you to get any flow.
You're listening to the Lou Platt Meet here on Classic Hits, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Currently, we've got basketball on ESPN, 1460 and 1550. The Kearney Catholic girls are battling Wayne, and then the Kearney Catholic boys later today will play Boys Town. Looks like we're going to go both up here to start the second period. Nothing happened in the first 2 minutes, Larry.
No. Take this thing to their feet. Feldner, tough, you know, and he's one of those guys that's good on that. Great shot right there, Doug. Feldner in on that double leg. Ooh, that was a good one.
So the takedown in the first 10 seconds makes it 2-0. And there now they've switched it up down here on Track Wrestling to get it right back over that consolation match. Usually, you know, third place, yeah, we care who wins, but you don't want to see a mistake that would affect the team race, especially when you get down the line here. The Loup City people will know that their kid won. But now in trouble, Spilnick is nearly reversed, but they don't, or taken to his back, but they don't award any points.
So they're saying that Spilnick is down 4-2.
No, Spilnick is, well, yeah, that's what they're saying, yeah. Spilnick is down 4-2.
I'm confused.
Yeah, I thought Spilnick was up 4-2.
So did I.
We're very confused. But let's worry about the championship. Feldner up 2-0 and trying to get out of there.
Oh, he's doing a great job. He's got a ball and chain. He's got that arm, Zesker's arm, like down towards his belly, and then he'll come through the crotch and grab it, and he's able to get tremendous leverage there.
And a restart as they come off the mat. So Feldner has controlled it. There was no scoring in the first period. Gets a quick takedown here in the second period. Matt Rojas of Wood River and Sam Folkers of Ravenna are next, then David Gross of St. Paul and Tyler Ziegler of Adams Central. And then another battle of outstanding wrestlers at 170. Cade Swoboda of Ord will be taking on Bailey Brown of Centura. Both are state-rated in Class C.
Yeah, and this has been a good match, and we expect it to. 24-1 is what Zecker came in today at, and Feldner, of course, 23-4. Both state qualifiers, high-level kids. Feldner's in trouble here, Doug, to get going to give up the reversal.
As the head pops free, that was the last bit there. He was trying to hang on to the head. The face gear is all messed up now for Mark, but he does get the reversal, ties it at two with 20 seconds to go here. Now Feldner needs to find a way to short time and escape. They're going to stalemate it.
Man, you never, ever, ever want to give up points right at the end of a period, and here we are, 12 seconds left. You give up the reversal. All that work you'd done early, gone.
Yeah, but that wasn't right at the end.
20 seconds.
You wrestling coaches. You wrestling coaches. If it goes against you, it's right at the
That's
end.
That's right.
But now Feldner sets out, and he might get more than an escape. He's trying to reverse himself, maybe even a splatel. But it's going to be wrapped up there, and time will expire. So no points. I hadn't said splatel yet today, so I just threw
That's
it out.
That's right. You got it. We love to see it. We always get one at the state meet. We sit there and watch all them matches, and not the only place anymore.
Always used to have a lot of fun with Coach Fleshman with that. His son Carter today took third here. I know they were hoping to get in the finals, but didn't happen for him, but he did take third.
Yeah, now Feldner's on top. Zesker's going to – he took down.
And actually, McCord, who beat him in that scramble, ends up winning the title.
Yeah.
So there you go. Back to the finals.
Oh, and Feldner's going to be in trouble, Doug. He had the arm bar back. It looked like he was going to turn Zesker. Zesker does a great job getting back up to his feet. They're not going to give the escape, though. They're going to put him down. This is tough, and this is where – Kenny Luther and Matt Rogers have the big decision to make. How long do you ride him and try to turn him so that he doesn't get the late escape to beat you and leave yourself no time to get the takedown?
Yeah, there's no points in that first period. And Feldner took both up to start the second period. He had an immediate shot and took him down. And then that was about his moment of the day. Over here in the consolation, Leach and Spilnick, however they got to it, they're going to overtime. There was a flurry in the last 5 seconds of the third period. So 4-4, they go to overtime at 160-pound third-place match.
Well, the best thing about overtime in that match is we finally have an idea what the score is.
Ken Feldner right out the sophomore Zexker for the final 2 minutes here. He has ridden him out for 1 minute now and a roll through. And now Feldner trying to get some back points, and he might end up on his own back, and he gets reversed. Zexer with the reversal. 55 seconds to go.
Feldner was in great position there initially, and he hung on to that position for too long. Now he's got to get going, Doug.
Last year, Feldner fell to David Gross, and Gross is coming up in the 160-pound final. That was a 5-4 match. Now it's 4-2 on a restart, 35 seconds to go. And the overtime period in the consolation between Leach and Spilnick ends up no points. So now they go to?
They'll start going to the tiebreakers now. Right there, they threw the disc. Spilnick wins. He's going to choose down. You've got 30 seconds. You have to wrestle the 30 seconds. In the old days, you know, it was ride them out, win, get out, win. Yep. Now you wrestle this 30 seconds out.
Back over at the championship, Feldner trying to sit out and get his own reversal here. He's either going to get put on his back or he's going to get that reversal, it would look like. Zesker of Adams Central holding on, and he gets him rolled back over. 20 seconds to go. Adams Central with a 4-2 lead. Huge for Adams Central in the team race as well.
Oh, good, that consolation match. Spilnick had gotten out, got the escape he needed, and then just got headlocked and pinned.
They don't have to wrestle the whole 30 seconds if there's a pin. And over here in the championship, Felder couldn't get out. He actually gets put on his back. And it is Mark Zexter of Adams Central to pick up the victory at 145 pounds.
And holy moly, spicy guacamole, Doug. They're going to say the time was out. They're going to take the fall off the board. Now we get the next 30 seconds. Even though all that's happened, we still get the other choice now,
And it's 9-5. Holy cow.
So Spilnick still has a chance, but he's got to score a bunch in 30 seconds.
And he's in big trouble.
Well, you got to gamble.
Yes, you do.
15 seconds, nothing has changed. And they never did change the score here to 7-2 in the 145-pounder for Zexler. Not that that matters, 4-2 or 7-2. And Kearney Catholic is still a little upset about something that happened over here in that 145-pound match.
Yeah, Matt asked a couple of different things there, and I wasn't sure what it was. No, he's not happy.
So Brennan Leach of Ord will take third place at 169-5 over Thomas Spilnick of Arcadia Loup City. And big team points there for the Chanticleers. And whatever it was, they're now done discussing it, and we'll move on to 152. Sam Folkers of Ravenna and Matt Rojas of Wood River. Adams Central 126, Gibbon 116 as it stands at this moment. At this moment.
The points start getting racked up for some of these in a hurry.
So 152, Rojas and Folkers getting ready to get after it, and we'll see a little different meeting here, and Ravenna has a chance to get a district champion. Heck, everybody else is doing it.
Yeah.
Adams Central, we've had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We've had 7 weight classes, and Centura's the only one with more than one champion. That's Adams Central's first of the day.
They are an amazing wrestling program.
And they only have one more number one seed in the finals here. Yeah, right. Funny.
Sam Folkers from Ravenna, I'm telling you, tough kid. Tough kid on the football field, on the wrestling mat. And he's going to take Rojas down, I think. That was really close to a takedown there, Doug.
Nothing yet. Both wrestlers end up down on the mat trying to come back to their feet as Folkers in on the single. Rojas, the top seed, came in at 21-5. Folkers, 22-5.
Very surprised they haven't wrestled this year, Doug. Most generally, you would think they would, where as many times as Wood River and Ravenna see each other.
Jesse Antle of Donovan Trumbull, Austin Skibinski of Arcadia Loup City in the third place match at 170 pounds, no points in the first period. And here now we do have points in our championship.
Yeah, we got a takedown there. It was another one of those scrambles. Rojas is going to come out on top. Rojas is a tough kid. Been to the state meet. Of course, his brother was a tremendous wrestler for Grand Island Senior High. But he's going to take a 2-0 lead here, 39 seconds left. But Sam Folkers will make you work for every single thing you get. He is a tough, tough kid.
You're listening to the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Meet on KKPR-FM. Kearney, St. Paul, and Donovan of the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Coach Reichs, Coach Trampy really getting in the ear of Folkers as they come to a restart right in front of them.
Yeah, and they like coaching that guy. Sam Folkers is the kind of kid you want to coach in the sense that he's tough. He'll do what he's asked. Like I said, he's a forward guy.
Restart here. Rojas, 2-0 lead, 23 seconds to go first period. Folkers will be on bottom. Still scoreless in the Skibinski-Antle match. Over here, Donovan Trumbull and Arcadia Loup City. And there's an escape. Folkers off the whistle, gets to his feet. Almost in short time.
Yes, small. That was a great job there with what now is only 8 seconds left. That's a very important escape.
And that'll be the end of the period. 2-1 is your score. Rojas of Wood River over Folkers of Ravenna as we go to the second period. Choice will be Wood River's. They'll defer. And Folkers of Ravenna just gets right down to the middle of the mat. He'll go bottom.
He says, you tell me the toughest position, that's where I want to go. And that's the kind of kid Sam is.
David Gross of St. Paul, Tyler Ziegler of Adams Central next. Our winners so far today, Eric Pacheco of Kearney Catholic, Wyatt Allen, Wood River, Vinnie Pearson, Gibbon, Dylan Pezosa, St. Paul, Peyton McCord, and Lucas Kine of Centura, and Mark Zesker of Adams Central. Still no score over here between Skibinski of Arcadia Loop City and Annal of Donovan Trumbull, and it'll be scoreless as they go to the third period, and Donovan Trumbull will get choice.
Yeah, and Rojas just turned Falkers. He's going to get three near fall. Falkers is going to get off of his back and get to his feet.
So a 3-1, 5-2 on the three near fall. Rojas escape Falkers, so a minute and a half to go here. Both up in the second period, Rojas with the lead. Don't forget, when we are all done here, we'll be taking a look at the New West recap. Want to say a big thank you to our many fine sponsors, including Craig Weeches, Pioneer Professional. Knows more about seeds with top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans. Get the best for your field this year with Craig Weeches, your Pioneer seed dealer. Science with service, delivering success.
What would wrestling do without Craig Weeches?
He's a big fan.
He's a big,
big
fan.
And all of our sponsors, yeah, we really appreciate him. And we've got a lot of wrestling here in the next month, as we said. Here today, it's conference. Earlier, a couple of weeks ago, we had the Amherst invite, which had some great finals. The team race wasn't it was an afterthought because Amherst cruised, but there were great finals. Here, the team race is up in the air, although Adams Central currently has the lead by 10, now 14 over Gibbon.
Sam Falkers gets the takedown. It's 4-5. It's one of those deals. Rojas just kind of looked up at the clock like, sheesh. And it's a deal. Sam Falkers will go nowhere. You're going to have to wrestle him all the way out.
Over here in the consolation, Skibinski couldn't get out in the second. Antle does get out with a minute 10 to go in the third. So Jesse with a 1-0 lead over Skibinski. And, of course, you're looking for some of the Loop City Arcadia fans. Start making some noise here for their young man on their home mats.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We haven't heard much.
Oh, back to his feet, trying to get a reversal here is Rojas. He had the head, but they go out of bounds.
Yeah, he had just about elevated the hips enough. He had a headlock there. He's still down, 12 seconds left. Very important Falkers ride him out here and keep this thing within one, moving to the third period.
Rojas will get choice. Rojas did score from top here. There's really been no change. It was a one-point match at the end of one. It's a one-point match here. Rojas tries to sit out, but he's really not doing anything. He's kind of content maybe to get to the third period, but did he get the escape? Yes, he did.
1 second.
There's short time points.
That's exactly right. Now it's just tough. It's a two-point swing because now Rojas just gets to immediately go right back down, Doug. So it's going to be 7-4. Shortly would be my guess.
Skibinski hasn't been able to do anything in this consolation match over here. They're down into their final few seconds, and it looks like Donovan Trumbull is going to end up winning it 1-0 here with Jesse Annell. 1-0 of Donovan Trumbull to take third place at 170 pounds.
Yeah, Falkers is trying to lift that leg and step into a Turk. Rojas is getting ridden tough here a little bit, but Falkers hasn't been able to turn that into points.
So back over here, a minute 45 to go in the match. It is Rojas of Wood River 6, Falkers of Ravenna 4. You think he can turn him?
Well, it's actually looked the way he's looked a couple of times. He's been close, but I think at that moment of truth, Rojas probably be able to get out.
And coming to his feet, facing now some trouble. If Rojas doesn't watch out, he could get thrown to his back. He'll just break him back down. Good switch over there to get the leg and break him down.
Yeah, and the thing is here, Rojas is starting to slow down a little bit, and like we talked about, Falkers will not slow down. He's in great shape, and he's going to keep grinding.
Do you consider cutting him?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, Falkers made a mistake, and Rojas just kind of lazily was able to step right over. There was no magic there. A reversal to make it 8-4. Rojas with a minute to go.
Which is precisely why you think about cutting him there, so you don't run into that situation where you give up the reversal and now he's just going to ride the teeth out of you.
182-pound third place match. It is Brown, Corey Brown of Adams Central, taking on Keaton Husak of Wood River, and it's 2-2 time on the first period.
Yeah, Falkers had gotten hold of the head there. It was a little bit of a headlock. He didn't stay committed to it.
Rojas is in pretty good shape now. 30 seconds to go.
And Matt Rojas has done a nice job here in that he was able to stay technical when he needed to, Doug.
Yeah.
Did a really nice job.
Wrestled a smart match.
Yes.
And able to tip Falkers to start the second period when you score from the top amazing to be able to do that. He gets a three near fall, and he's going to end up being a conference champion and chalk up a Wood River conference champion today in Matt Rojas, 8-4 over Sam Folkers of Ravenna.
Yeah, now that's a dynamite job there by Rojas. Wrestled an extremely smart match.
Let's take a break. We'll be back with more of the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Meet right after this.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates.
Well, we were just talking here during the break. The Lou Platt now has pretty much got all the gyms to handle all of the sporting events, and they rotate them through volleyball, basketball, which happened to both be at Adams Central this year, and wrestling. And they pretty much go alphabetically, so if they do that, we'll be going up to Ord next year. So we'll be going to the northern two cities in the conference in back-to-back years. That's if we're both still allowed to do
that. That's exactly right, as long as they ask us back. And that'll be nice in the new gym. In the old days, we were, you know, the stage and the – it was a very unique place, you know, to be quite honest. We don't see that stands all on one side, the stage, the way that, whether it was basketball or
yeah,
regardless.
Most of them, like here at Loop City, the stage is on the end, and that's not the case now. So let's get over to the championship. Gross and Ziegler didn't do much in the first minute here, but now we do have a takedown late in the first period for David Gross of St. Paul. He is a young man that – won it at 145 last year, and he's up to 160, and he will lead Ziegler of Adams Central 2-0 at the end of the first period.
Yeah, very tough kid. Fourth at the state meet last year, as I said. Lost a very close match in the state semifinals. Really does a nice job, keeps himself in shape all year. Fairly familiar with his situation. His mother teaches at Centura. And he's a kid that works very, very hard. He's kind of a year-round worker with this thing. And tough to wrestle. He's long, he's strong, and really good in scramble spots.
And speaking of St. Paul and Centura, we'll be over at Centura here on Classic Hits Tuesday night for that annual basketball rivalry. Girls' teams up above 500. The boys' teams have struggled, but Centura boys got a big win last night over Gibbon. And back here at the Consolation, we got a heck of a match as Corey Brown of Adams Central has gotten a late reversal over Keaton Husak of Wood River. Leads it 5-4 with 45 seconds to go in the match. Here in the championship, there's been no change in the second period as Gross has been able to ride Ziegler out through the first 45 seconds. 2-0 in favor of Gross.
Yeah, Gross is riding tough. He's got a wing. It looks like he's got a chance to turn Ziegler. Now he's going to go from a wing, and he's going to get that arm back, and we'll see what he does with it. He's riding tough here, Doug.
Did you have some Cheddox yesterday, today?
No Cheddox today.
Oh, okay. Just checking. 10 seconds to go over here in the Consolation. Brown trying to hang on. Husak just needs an escape, but it doesn't look like he's going to be able to get off bottom, and that's going to be it. The win for Adams Central, and now they're starting to accumulate enough points where it looks like they're going to win the conference title, although it's not over yet. And a 5-4 victory for Adams Central. And it is going to be Corey Brown over Husak, Keaton Husak of Wood River.
Boy,
at the 182-pound third place.
David Gross is getting back points here, and he's done a marvelous job with this thing. He's just taken his time and slowly, methodically ridden tough and worked on this pinning combination really for the whole period. He's going to go to the third period up 5-0, and I'm sure he'll go down. I think he could pick. No, he just took top. That makes a statement. Like, I like that. That makes a statement. He says, I'm not going to give you a chance to get on top of me. I know you can't get out.
Gross, number 5 in the state in Class C. Against Ziegler, a junior coming in at 22-9. And Gross immediately goes to work on that left arm.
Yeah, I think he'll turn him again, Doug. He's doing a nice job. And David Gross is one of those kids that, you know, regardless of what the rankings are and things like that, he will be a factor at the end of the season. He's one of those kids that very well could find himself in the finals at the state tournament.
Adams Central, Tyler's the only wrestler that they have rated, but they have him at 170 rated fourth, and he drops down to 160. So we'll have that later with Colton Brown of Gibbon. He's rated at 195, but he is wrestling at 182 today in the finals. Consolation over at 195. It is Zach Wiskowski of Adams Central and Diego Guerrero of Wood River. Guerrero got the takedown, and he leads it 2-0. Back at the championship, it is just David Gross controlling it and just being physical. He's being physical.
Yeah, and it's the same as it was in that second period. He just got that arm, and he's just taking his time, beating him up, and he's going to get back points again here. My guess is he may pin him this time, Doug.
He's been so strong here in this 160-pound match. Gross up 5-0, has more near-fall points coming, just 30 seconds left to go. Trying to turn him and finish it off with a pin and get yet another championship here.
So important to be able to be methodical and be slow. There he gets the pin, 17 seconds left in the match, and he was able to do that, Doug, by being patient. That looks good. That's growth. Last year at times when I see David Gross, though he's very good, he'd get a little loose with things. There was nothing loose about that. And he just took it to a state-rated Class B wrestler.
Gross, a 3-time finalist and now a 2-time champion. He lost his freshman year. And as we get a pin here at the end, Wiskowski of Adams Central, a freshman wrestling 195. He was down early, but he gets the pin. Gross lost at 132 pounds to Jordan Westcote of Wood River 2 years ago, 16-6 in the finals. Now, another battle of state-rated wrestlers. Kane Swoboda of Ward, number 2. Bailey Brown of Centura, number 6, as they get ready to get after it here at 170.
And he's tough. Bailey Brown just, oh, they're going to say he stepped out. Bailey Brown neck whipped Swoboda straight to his back. He pins him right there, Doug. And it all happened in, but I think what they're saying is that his foot drug on the outside. No takedown, no nothing.
Referees both come together to discuss it. would have been a great way for Centura to get their third champion here today, but it would have taken away from the excitement of what should be a good 6-minute match.
And these are two kids that are both chasing down David Fox of O'Neill. There, Sabota's going to get the takedown. Very technical, Kate Sabota is. Very good on top. But, you know, David Fox, returning state champion, 2-time finalist, both these guys are running him down.
Centura Ord going at it right here. We're up to 220 in the consolation match. Dalton Lewis, Donovan Trumbull, Colin Smith of Gibbon.
Yeah, right there. Sabota was getting ready to stick some legs in. Brown's got a move here off the bottom, or he will get turned. Sabota's very good on top.
Now over this consolation, it's 2-2, but Lewis, he only has wrestled once today. He got a bye, then he got beat, and now back over here in the championship. Sabota's got him on his back.
Yeah, Brown's in big, big, big trouble here.
Cade trying to finish it off. Cade Sabota, number 2 of Orta, 170, but he can't finish it. Good work there by Bailey Brown to get out, but now Cade's getting ready to maybe turn him again.
Yeah, Brown did a wonderful job there getting off his back. He's got to get moving. As I said earlier, Sabota's really good on top. Got to find a way out of these 25 seconds, and when you get your choice, you take both up.
and look to throw Sobota to his back.
5-0 Sobota, 20 seconds to go, first period. Over here at the third place match, Smith of Gibbon, Lewis of Donovan Trumbull, 2-2, 30 seconds into the second period. And it looks like Smith chose bottom in the second.
Brown's giving up back points again. He's going to give up two more.
And that'll be the end of the period. So how close he was as he threw Cade Sobota straight to his back in the first 15, 20 seconds, but it was ruled out of bounds, and now Sobota's up 7-0.
Got to go both up here. Got to go both up.
That's exactly the choice, as Bailey Brown will choose both up here. So what you're saying is he's going to have to, even with the score 7-0, throw that out. He's got to be able to throw him again.
That's exactly right.
Oh, and he takes a shot, goes for the far trip, loses his balance. Sobota just about one-armed him all the way into the scorer's table, and out of bounds they go.
Yeah, right there, Bailey Brown just flat out trying to throw him. He knows he can't wrestle underneath of him, so he's just going to try to take this thing right to his back, and Bailey's been pretty good about being able to do that. Sabota's got great defense here.
Sobota knows it's coming, too. If he slides by or steps by, he tried that last time and about, as we said, threw him down strong.
And it's tough to wrestle somebody like Bailey Brown that's that strong and is pressuring you that way because, like you say, you know what's coming and you don't want to give up the big mistake.
And now they'll come back to their feet here.
Gas tank will be interesting. Been a high-paced match. Both guys pretty muscled up. Takes a lot of white blood cells and oxygen to feed them when you got that much muscle.
And they're already starting to look at the clock. We still have over a minute to go in the second period. Sobota leads it 7-0.
Somebody may get pinned here, Doug. Somebody just flat run out of gas.
Yeah. Sobota comes into the day at 23-2. Brown was 23-3, showing how evenly matched they are. Over in the consolation match, it is Smith of Gibbon. Collin with a 4-2 lead over Dalton Lewis as they start the third. But Lewis gives up an escape, and it's now 5-2 Smith.
And Bailey Brown again starts digging in that underhook, and Sobota just bails off the mat. Sobota does have to be a little bit careful here not to get called for stalling. He's backed up. If he drops down on a leg, I think he'll take Bailey down.
But boy, Bailey has been the quicker off the whistle here lately, again trying to throw. And again, Sobota circling to the edge of the mat and getting a restart.
I'm really surprised they don't warn him for stalling there. Brown now sticks his hands on top of his head, Doug. The oxygen's going away.
20 seconds to go in the second period. Sobota with a 7-0 lead. All points in the first period. Brown chose both up. Obviously, Sobota will probably go down to start the third.
Yeah, he may take top.
Yeah, he might. He did so well in the third period. First period. And no points scored here in the second. Sobota number two. Brown number six at 170 pounds. Sobota leads at 7-0. But immediately Sobota goes down.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see. I think Cade maybe wanted to take top and Derry. I didn't see what Sobota did, but I saw Derry shake his head and just mouth, "You have to go down."
And we are at the final third place match. It is Randolph Frazane of Kearney Catholic and Jaron Shernica of Adams Central in the heavyweight third place match.
Yeah, and Cade Sobota just hit a Peterson roll, put Bailey Brown on his back, and now Bailey's giving up back points. It's going to be a 5-point move. Bailey's got to get going here. This is the spot we talked about. Somebody run out of gas.
And there's the pin.
Yeah, Sobota. Very, very tough. And he looks good. You know, we've seen David Fox this year, Doug, and we know he's muscled up and looks good. Sobota looks good. He looks like he can move well. He's nice and long. And for Bailey Brown, he's got to go back to the drawing board a little bit and get a little more gas in the tank.
Should be the final time, though. They'll be going separate places when we get to the postseason.
Right, and they'll see each other again at the Ord Invite when they go up. Wrestle with the big Chanticleers.
So Sobota with a pin and 4:27. Colton Brown, Gibbon, Jared.
Curlo.
I can't read my own writing. Sorry, Jared. Jared Curlo of Arcadia Loop City here at 182. And Brown rated at 195. A big advantage here.
There's a big advantage here with Colton Brown. He's a top flight guy, state qualifier. He's beaten a lot of good guys.
We are back here on Classic Hits, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Loop City, Hastings, Platte River Preps, Hillsdale.com, as we've had a good crowd on hand here today and some of the families starting to depart. And we will keep you up to date on all the wrestling as the matches continue to move along here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. And we have early points here for Colton Brown, a takedown.
Yeah, and Colton Brown, a very tough wrestler. Like I said, good wrestler. Sometimes his emotions get away from him. And he's got to be smart enough as you get deep in the season here that that stuff cannot take over.
And a pin at the heavyweight consolation match for Adams Central, and Shernica comes away with the pin in 1 minute and 56 seconds. So the consolation matches are now all in the books.
It's unbelievable. It's like Dan Lenusky somewhere in this tournament every year runs, gets on his knee, and looks at the Almighty and says, I'm going to need a bunch of points in this round. Can you help me out? And away they come.
So the third place match is done. We're at 182 in the finals, and then it'll be Kalen Garrett of Donovan Trumbull against Matt Jamison of St. Paul, Kendall Oberheide, Adam Central, Zach Holinsky, Arcadia Loop City, and at heavyweight, Ozzy Rodriguez, Gibbon, Lane Harubi, Arcadia Loop City. There are only four heavyweights here today.
Yeah, and that's not a normal. Usually Luplac Conference is well represented at that weight. I mean, we've had some of the best kids in the state of Nebraska the last three or four years in this conference, and well, and actually, I still think we do, because Ozzy Rodriguez is legit.
We had so many good battles. Wood River, Ravenna, of course, Bisbee last year. Gibbon in the heavyweight division was in that championship match last year against the Colby Spees of Wood River.
4-1.
And they are going to skip ahead here. And with an open mat, they're going to go ahead and bring up some of the championships, and they're going to go all the way to heavyweight, it looks like. Ozzy Rodriguez of Gibbon, Lane Harubi, Arcadia Loop City. They must have asked him, and they said, yeah, we're ready.
Well,
an escape here, by the way, for Curlo of Arcadia Loop City before the end of the period, and Brown of Gibbon leads it 2-1 after one.
And my guess is the deal is that match hadn't been assigned yet in track wrestling, so they were able to do it. But Brown needs to get it going. Again, we talk about state-rated, been to the state meet, stuff like that. Jared Curlo is a tough, tough cookie, but he's not in Colton Brown's class. He needs to get going here.
Well, there is a good scramble off the whistle here as Curlo took bottom. Hasn't been able to get out yet, and Brown trying to lock him up, maybe find a cradle here.
And he's doing a nice job. Curlo's doing a great job keeping this thing close, put himself in a position to get something at the end. Curlo's got a great headlock. He's a headlocker. Brown now took him back with a cradle. Going to get two back points right away. Curlo gets out of there, but Curlo does have a big headlock.
Heavyweight now underway. Rodriguez of Gibbon and Harubi of Arcadia Loop City. 17-4 for Lane. Ozzy is 21-1 on the season.
Yeah, and Ozzy's making the move up, and he's tough here. Doug, absolutely, no doubt about it.
Lane the taller of the two, and sometimes, and I'm talking with Coach Bisbee, he goes, you know what, Ozzy doesn't wrestle like a heavyweight. He wrestles like a lighter weight guy. They don't just lean on each other. He will move. He will get after it, and not all heavyweights are accustomed to wrestling in that style.
Right, you know, and Lane Harubi's been to the state meet. In fact, he was just a match away from placing at the state meet last year, Doug.
Colton Brown has got Curlo on his back here and in some trouble with 30 seconds to go in the second period.
There he pins him.
And it didn't take long after that. 3:31, Colton Brown of Gibbon is a conference champion. The second for Gibbon today along with Vinny Pearson. We'll take a break. Back with more wrestling after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives.
Zorp Farms also commends them for their academics and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorp Farms, Litchfield.
As we come back to action, Rodriguez has locked up a throw here at the end of the first period, Larry, but it doesn't look like he's going to run. He's going to run out of time.
Yeah, runs out of time there, does a nice job, gets old big Lane Harubi all the way in the air. And that's one of those spots he talked about. Ozzie doesn't wrestle like a heavyweight.
Now they're trying to determine how much, if there was near fall, and there should be, and they are going to give him the three near fall and not the two. So a five-point move there in short time as Rodriguez takes a 5-0 lead and then will choose bottom to start the second. Over here, the 195 has begun. Kalen Garrett of Donovan Trumbull. Matt Jamison of St. Paul, just a little bit above 500 coming into today, but has picked up two wins. Beat Bauer of Arcadia Loup City. This might not be the toughest weight class here today, but Garrett of Donovan Trumbull is a senior. He's 23-4. He's been here before. He was the runner-up at 95 last year to New Year of Gibbon, and he finally able to get some points on the board here with a takedown, or a reversal, excuse me.
Yeah, it's
takedown, you know, takedown.
Jameson comes in 8-8 on the year, but he was a state qualifier in 2013.
So you never know. 7-0 now as Rodriguez will get a reversal here at the heavyweight. 1:40 to go in the second period over Lane Harubi of Arcadia Loup City. Doug Duda, Larry Baker, our producer-engineer, Stacey Johns, with you here on Classic Hits 98.9, KKPR-FM, out of Kearney, Caro, and, of course, our friends here in Loup City. When we're done, the New West post-game show, we'll talk to a couple of the coaches, give you all the team results, and we'll also give you the first through fourth place medalists in case you missed them. Had joined us maybe a little bit late here today. Kearney Catholic girls are crushing Wayne at the half on ESPN 1460, 1550, if you want to check that out. And then the Boys Town boys will come in to take on the Kearney Catholic boys around 6. 2-0 still over here as we start the second period. At a takedown, they went both up, and Garrett's going to be able to get the takedown.
Yeah, he does a nice job there. Jameson just isn't not doing a lot of movement. Not doing much, and Garrett's really controlling things.
Looks like a couple of near fall points over here at heavyweight for Rodriguez. He now leads Ruby 9-0, a minute to go in the period, second period. And one more will come up after this. Zach Halinski, Arcadia Loup City, Kendall Oberheide, Adams Central.
And Halinski or Harubi's tough to do things too because he's so huge. But Rodriguez just did a great job. Just a simple half Nelson, stuck it in, turned him, and pinned him.
That might help him get to second place. We'll see. But it is a pin in 3:21 for Ozzie Rodriguez of Gibbon. And Gibbon, how about three champions here today? We talked about the two from Centura, three from Gibbon. There are three that Coach Bisbee talked about as his juniors earlier this week. They all come through. They won last week at home. They win here today at Loup City.
Yeah, and they've got such a good junior class right now, Doug. As we know, all those guys come back on that football team. They're going to be tough next year in just about everything.
Adams Central at 143 right now in the team race. Gibbon at 121 in the team race. Ord at 114. And I think Ord is done. We've only got these two matches left. So Gibbon is going to be the runner-up. Kearney Catholic sitting in fourth right now. And Arcadia Loup City fifth. Arcadia Loup City could get to fourth if Zach Halinski can get the win here at 220. And they are underway at 220 pounds. Kendall Oberheide, Adams Central, Zach Halinski of Arcadia Loup City. And an escape here now for Jamison of St. Paul, so he's on the board. It'll be 4-1 Garrett of Donovan Trumbull as they go to the third period.
Yeah, and Oberheide 19-9 coming in today. Halinski 13-9. Neither one of them are state qualifiers from last year. Haven't seen each other this year.
That's the thing about Adams Central. They hardly see any of these teams throughout the season, and a quick takedown for Oberheide.
Yeah, we always used to wrestle Adams Central one other time is all. We'd only see them twice a year.
And to start here at 195, Garrett of Donovan Trumbull took bottom, and he gets a quick reversal. Then Jamison gets an escape, so it's 6-2, both on their feet, a minute and a half to go in the match at 195. Oberheide not able to take Holinsky to his back, but a quick takedown, and they're halfway through the first period, 1-0.
Yeah, Holinsky's doing a nice job there. He's trying to get out now. He's working himself in a spot maybe to get a reversal here, Doug.
Trying to switch it out. He's just a sophomore. 3-4 matches above 500. Can't get out. Gets cross-faced here pretty good. 38 seconds to go. Ooh, just got the forearm into the back of his head. He is tasting Matt right now.
Yeah, that always.
But he pops it out. Pops it out. Good job there by Holinsky.
Great job being tough.
Uh-oh. But he may have put himself in a bad spot. Now he bridges through. Oberheide, he might have rolled too much. He's got him locked up, and he gets the pin.
Yeah, he was in big trouble there.
Trying so hard just to get out of there. He got out of position. Holinsky is pinned by Oberheide of Adams Central. More points over here now for Garrett. Another takedown, escape takedown. And he leads Jamison 10-3. And just that quickly, Larry, we're into our final 30 seconds of the conference tournament.
Yeah, and it was a good finals today, Doug. And this tournament always produces that, but it was good today.
Jamison gets another escape, but only 15 seconds to go. Kendall Garrett is going to get a win here for Donovan Trumbull. I will feel very safe in saying that the conference has probably never had this many schools get a champion in this tournament. And that is the end of the time. Kalen Garrett of Donovan Trumbull, 10, and Matt Jamison of St. Paul, 4, in our final match. Coming up, the New West Sports Medicine postgame show. But just kind of finishing on that point, Larry, so many different teams, and part of that means you don't have a dominant team. Adams Central isn't quite as dominant with their Class B teams here today. And some of those teams, we've seen the shift over the last 5 years. Wood River kind of down a little bit. Ravenna has been down. You start to see Centura come up. Ord's been a little bit there. Kearney Catholic's been right in the middle there. Sometimes they'll hit a peak. But we see some teams coming up, and Adams Central just continues to stay on top.
Yeah, I would say overall wrestling is better, has definitely gotten better as far as the conference goes. But you're exactly right. At the very top, there hasn't really been a change yet.
A lot of the top seeds did end up coming through here today. In fact, all of them after 152, Larry, when you got to the heavier weights, the number one seeds had some challenges, but they did all win here today.
Yeah, everything kind of held true, and that's how that usually works. If you're going to get your upsets, and some of those things usually happens at a little lower weight.
We'll take a break. Our high school wrestling coverage brought to you in part by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer Seed Professional. Where can growers turn for the latest weather, market updates, and agronomy information to help get the most out of every acre? That's easy. Pioneer.com and your mobile Pioneer.com on their smartphone. The great seeds to success for a better yield start with Pioneer and Craig Weeches. We're back to Loup City after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weegis, local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
And welcome back to high school wrestling here at Loup City. It is time now for the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Adams Central is your team champion with 143 points. Gibbon, 133, the runner-up. Ord is third with 114. Kearney Catholic, fourth with 100.5, and Arcadia Loup City finishes fifth with 96, followed by St. Paul, Centura, Wood River, Donovan Trumbull, and Ravenna. Doug Duda, Larry Baker, joined now by the head coach of the perennial conference champions from Adams Central, Dan Lanusky. But, Coach, as we mentioned, about 40 points short of where you were last year, and you guys found a way to get it done here, especially in this finals round here today. It was close. You guys didn't even have the lead coming into the finals.
Yeah, well, thanks, Doug. This is a totally different team than we had last year. We've got, I think we had three juniors in the lineup, and the rest are freshmen and sophomores. So we're extremely young. Wow, some of our young kids really came through. Probably the one that really surprised me is Zach Waskowski at 195. He had an upset just to get in the medal round and then just wrestled a good match for third and fourth and got third. And then Jaron, he was a basketball player last year, our heavyweight, and we've been working with him, and he ended up getting third at heavyweight. So we'll take that. I really can't point any one kid out. You know, Jacob Kabicka is third at 106. Tenmez, Nolan Berry wrestled well to get to the finals. Mark Zexer's got one loss on the year, and that was Feldner. Mm-hmm. So that was a little bit of a revenge match there. And Mark's just so tough to wrestle. He's so funky. You know, you're doing all the right things, and you find yourself losing. So it's tough for kids to wrestle him. Kendall wrestled real well in the finals there and just kind of took care of business. I mean, it wasn't an upset, but, you know, you don't want to get upset either. So, yeah, I'm really proud of these guys.
You know what this means, Larry? In the next 4 years with all these young kids.
Well, that's what I was just going to say. I think it's a little bit of a testament to what he's got, what he's always had going on there, that he is that young. Tell us about that a little bit. We saw what you were able to do today with your young guys. You've got them going in the right direction. How do you think it looks here as we start getting into the most important month of our wrestling season with this young team?
Well, this is certainly going to be a good shot in the arm for him next year, for the rest of the year, I guess. Next week, we bring Amherst into our tournament, so we might, you know, maybe come back down a little after we face those guys. And, you know, it's just good for our young kids to see that hard work pays off, and hopefully they all stay out for the next 3 years. You know how that is. Some kids get tired of the grind, and so far, this team has really kind of embraced, you know, a good crossface helps you out now and then. So I hope I can keep believing that.
We're talking with Dan Lanusky. Adams Central has won the team title again here today. You went over most of the kids there, but let's talk about a couple of them. That Nolan Berry, 2-0 against Wyatt Allen. And then, as you said, Mark comes back and gets Feldner in two pretty tight matches. Those are both one-move matches, 2-0, 4-2. Just take me through those two matches a little bit more, if you would.
Well, I took Wyatt Allen to a camp in Maine with me this summer, so I got to know him pretty well. He's a fine young man. We, you know, 2-0, but we had trouble scoring. If you can't score a point, you can't win. And Nolan's just a young freshman. He's going to get better and better, and we kind of look forward to seeing Wyatt Allen again in the future and see how we stack up. And it was 2-0, but, you know, we just have to figure out a way to score on him.
And then you move to Mark there at 145, one of your champs today, beating Feldner.
Well, I think Feldner's beat us twice last year and once this year. So we thought sooner or later we'll figure him out. Feldner's just a tough, tough wrestler. So for Mark to be able to beat him is just kudos to Mark.
Larry?
Yeah, no, I congratulations again. I think, you know, you are a great representative, not only as a team, but as a man for our conference and our sport, Dan, and congratulations and keep this thing moving here to the end of the year.
Yeah, well, thanks, and I really appreciate you guys' coverage, and I think Loop City did a fantastic job here, so appreciate those guys.
One more comment from you, because we talked about all, let's face it, for a while there, and maybe it's just different in the pod, but there's only four or five teams that bring in a number of wrestlers. That has changed here this year. There were a couple of weak brackets as far as numbers, including heavyweight, but I don't ever remember this many schools getting at least one champion here today.
Well, we really thought that the points would be spread out this year. We couldn't see a clear-cut champion, and I told my guys, I said, you know, we have to wrestle our butts off to beat Gibbon. I thought mm-hmm. Gibbon was the favorite, and I think other teams helped us out along the way. You know, Wood River knocks a Gibbon guy off, Ord knocks a Gibbon guy off, and say, let's just make sure that they don't knock us off. And so, you know, you just got to stay steady and keep working on the mat, and I think things work out a lot of the time.
Dan, congratulations. We'll talk to you again after districts.
Thank you, Doug. Appreciate it.
Take care, buddy.
Thanks, Larry.
Dan Lanuski, head coach of the conference champions from Adams Central. We'll recap all the results, have a couple of more coaches' chats right after this on the New West postgame report.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Call New West Sports Medicine today at 308-865-2570 to schedule your appointment. That's 308-865-2570.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Back here on the New West postgame report, looking at some of the final numbers from today and catching up with some of the coaches. And Larry, we've been talking about it for a while, and we know that you're football coach over at Centura and have been doing a little work with what's been going on there for the last couple years. But Centura, what was it, 4 years ago that they hosted conference tournament? 3 years ago?
Five
years ago you guys hosted conference. I don't even know if you had a couple, three kids. That was kind of the first start of it. And Dan Carlson joins us here. And then today you come out here and have an outstanding showing. Coach, congratulations as we continue to see the progression of the Centurion wrestling team.
Well, thank you. We kind of had a rough week with some sickness and a couple injuries, but the guys that showed up today really wrestled pretty hard.
You know a lot about these kids, Larry.
Yeah, great group of kids, and we've got two great coaches there right now that have done a great job. And Dan, for you, how is that? You know, last year you had two in the finals, don't get a champion. This year you get three in the finals and two champions. And Doug and I were talking about it. It's been a long time since Centura's had two champs and in a very prestigious tournament. So, you know, how have you done that as you've built this thing over the last 4 years?
Well, I don't know how I've done it. I think Coach Saborin, I think we have a great coaching staff. And over the last three or four months, with Coach Saborin and I just think we finally found our niche on how to practice and how to practice in phases. And now I'll put us up against anyone and how in shape we are. Like we work hard in the wrestling room. The kids are working hard, and I just think we saw it in some matches, like the McCord against McNally. I knew we could beat him if we got him in the third period. We're in great shape. We have just enough funk in us to beat great kids. And what was nice about that match is we didn't need it. We were ahead of them. Was it 4-2 or 4-6-4 going into third period? I knew we had him. I knew we had his number. And Peyton's been on fire. He hasn't gotten beat since Burwell. So he's kind of on fire right now.
And Peyton almost didn't get out of the semifinals. That was a totally different kind of match, high scoring, and he ends up getting a late pin. I mean, it was 11-10 when he gets that pin.
That's vintage Peyton McCord. He's going to get taken down right away, and then he's going to wrestle on bottom and do his funk and get out of position, and it works for him. He's real flexible, and it really works for him.
Lucas Kine, you had two different situations then with your other two finalists. Lucas got taken down by Conley right away, and then we mentioned even though Bailey got pinned, he had a big move on Svoboda right away, and then the outcome is reversed because you do have Lucas kind of come back and really control the match, and then for Bailey, he was controlled after that, after the non-throw.
Yeah, Lucas Kine, that's how he wrestles. He wrestles slow and controlled. He's not going to go out there and be flashy and get a 30-second pin. He's going to go out there. He's going to get a takedown. He rides really tough. His best position's on top. I think we grind people out real hard. He's good at it. And it was really nice to see him get a championship here being a senior year. I think he's earned it in the last 4 years. This is my fourth year, and it's nice to see him end at least conference with a championship.
Yeah, and I think when you assess Bailey, you know, we know those two kids are two kids that will fight to chase David Fox from O'Neill, the returning state champion, down. How do you feel you can fix that situation there with that match?
Well, I think Bailey, I think we gained some confidence today. We kind of lost it a little bit. We suffered a loss a couple weeks ago, and he was sick, and I just think today he kind of got his confidence back. And he's the type of wrestler where he's not gonna beat you on technique every time, but if he gets you in the right position, we can pin anyone in the state if we have that chance.
Right.
The hard part is getting to that position where we keep ourselves in the match. You know, even if we're down 8-2, I feel we still have a chance.
Last minute here with Dan Carlson, the head coach at Centura. I'm almost surprised you actually scored more points at the conference tournament last year, which shows maybe a little more depth in between, but you get the champions here today. What about what's coming up on the back end and what we got coming up next year and some of the kids that didn't get a lot of wins for you today?
Well, we're starting to build a pretty good program at Centura. This group of seniors I've had every year I've been here, and it's gonna be a lump to get to have see some of those guys leave. But like, we got a group of junior high kids. We're looking to pick up about a dozen to 18 kids from those guys, and they're really competitive. They're competitive in everything they do. And then I know in my youth club, we started that 2 weeks ago. I mean, we got about three or four kids in each class that are really going to stick with us. And so, I mean, I'm excited about the future. I need to be patient. I can't come in every season thinking this is the season we win a championship, but we're slowly getting there.
Yeah, it's gonna be a while until that Baker boy joins the program.
So. Yeah. Yeah, he's only three.
Exactly. Dan, well, even his daughter, I'll have her wrestle for
him. But congratulations. I thought it's great to see what's going on. You do a fine job.
Thank you, Mr. Baker.
Coach, congratulations on a good day. We'll see you again.
All right, do this more often.
Thanks, buddy. Dan Carlson, head coach of the Centura Centurions. We'll take another break and give you a recap on today's results right after this.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weegis, local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college, and that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people, and they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
Welcome back to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Here's a recap of the results in case you missed them today at 106. We did have the battle of one and two ranked wrestlers in Class C, and it was Eric Pacheco defeating Tyler Cunningham, avenging his only loss of the year by a major decision, 10-1. Jacob Kubica of Adams Central took third over Chase Smith of Gibbon in a pin in 422. At 113 pounds, third place to Lane Brown of Gibbon as he defeated Jackson Ulrich of Ord 10-3. Wyatt Allen of Wood River won the championship over Nolan Berry of Adams Central with a 2-0 decision. At 120, Wyatt Lane of Arcadia Loup City, who was probably the young man that had the wrong side of an upset today, did come back and take third over Jack Keating of Kearney Catholic, and he's able to win that one. Also, Vinny Pearson of Gibbon, a champion, as he takes care of Peyton Leach of Ord by a score of 12-9. And Coach John Bisbee has made his way up here, and so let's bring the coach in to talk to us right here. And Coach, second place here today. Adams Central thought you were the favorite. You told me earlier in the week that Adams Central was the favorite. I'll believe you because they've been there. But good showing today. Everybody's been trying to be healthy today. And kind of the way you told me on Tuesday was basically the way it played out for you guys today.
Yeah, definitely. We told the kids just wrestle hard, do their best, and the rest take care of itself, and that's what it did. You know, Adams Central, they showed up again. I mean, they're a quality team year in, year out. They just know how to win, and you just got to tip your cap to them. But I'm happy with my kids. You know, we had a couple bumps there, but they responded, and we got, you know, three big pins there of our last three matches, and that pretty much put it away for us.
It just shows what depth can do. You've got the guys up top, but you had other kids score points for you today.
Oh, definitely. You can't finish top two, top three without the depth. You know, having those guys come back through and place third and fourth, you know, that's what wins meets or places you high. I mean, look what Amherst did at the state tournament last year. That's pretty much what did it for them. So yeah, having the depth is kind of a new thing for us, and we're enjoying it this year.
Vinny about ran out of gas there. Peyton Leach, obviously, when he beat Wyatt Lane, you're taking on a kid that, two things: he just won the match of his life, and then he's got momentum. So you're thinking, well, he just pulled the upset, but he's also got momentum, and you controlled most of the match. But you're lucky there wasn't 10 seconds left on
the clock. Oh, we're extremely lucky. You know, that's the fourth time that Vinny's wrestled against Peyton, and we beat him every time, although last year we never did beat him. And he's a quality kid and doesn't stop wrestling. And yeah, I was pretty worried there at the end. It really was we'll take it. We'll take it.
Coach, no question you're talking about the depth. We've really seen that really start to come up. But talk about you've got a couple individual guys, Vinny. You know, your heavyweight, Aussie, your 82-pounder, which he's going to be at 82 or 95 or 70, one of them.
He'll be at 182.
82, yeah, but just a couple of those guys, those little top-flight guys, where do you see that at the end of the year?
Well, you know, we'll be pretty disappointed if those three aren't wrestling in Omaha, you know, here. You know, I think all three, you know, have a shot to do some damage down there and sneak in for a medal. But, you know, I mean, we still got quite a bit of wrestling to do between now and then. But those three have been consistently, you know, my leaders. You know, Vinny and Colton have been down to state. Oz has come up short, you know, both years. He was a match away. But, you know, we think we've got good experience and great talent with those three. And they've been real leaders in the room. And so, yeah, we're looking to go down to Omaha and take what we can get, maybe steal a medal or three.
Given Coach Bisbee, we'll let you one more question because we want you to be down there when they hand out the plaques. What's we know districts, there's hardly any time left, so what's left? And as far as that competition, how do you see it?
Well, you know, we have a dual Tuesday against Donovan. Probably, you know, they're down. Hardest part for a couple of my kids will be making weight. But then we go to Adams Central on Friday, and that one's going to be a grinder. Wilbur Claytonia is much improved. They added Amherst to the tournament. You know, we'll see Adams Central again, and St. Paul's there, and so – And then we finish up the regular season back here in Loop City for the dual tournament. So that's where we're at.
Coach, congratulations on the runner up finish. We'll talk to you after district.
Thank you.
Thanks, Coach. Other coaches are rolling up our way here as we continue to recap what happened up here today. Kearney Catholic coach Matt Rogers is going to join us for a couple of comments here. By the way, the Kearney Catholic girls beat Wayne this afternoon, 72-27. The Stars win. The boys will play Boys Town tonight on ESPN Radio. And before we head that way, Coach Rogers is with us. And you know what? I think maybe you guys had the most up-and-down day of anybody here today. We were just talking with Coach Bisbee. I thought when we talked with him Tuesday, he hit almost everything right on the head. Adams Central, a slight favorite. His kids did what he thought. St. Paul was going to be sneaky. Loop City was going to be above average, or at least above where they've been today. We didn't talk about Centura much because they hadn't seen him. Yeah. So for you, Coach, assess your day.
I think you hit the nail right on the head. It was up and down. We ended up finishing out okay, but I think it was a little bit more about how we wrestled in some spots. In a couple spots, we wrestled really well, and in other spots, we were sloppy, and maybe we weren't going to win those matches anyway, or maybe we won those matches, but we did some sloppy things, and so we just got to figure out what is not computing in certain instances. So, but, you know, I guess, you know, whatever, fourth place or whatever it was, it felt like not that, which I think I say every year at this meet, but, you know, maybe it's just the time of the year. So
looking, if you were to look at, you know, we looked at the meet there, talk about your 106-pound match, like that, two good kids, you know, clearly good kids, but it looked like he really went out, Pacheco did, and just kind of blasted him in the sense, you take away the five-point move, you know, he looked very controlled. You know, it's 5-1 if you take the five-point move out. Looked controlled. What did you have to do, or was there anything done to close that gap where he'd already beaten you this year?
Basically, the focus was on finishing things and finishing shots, finishing the match, because we were up – Eric, I should say, was up on him 5-0 the first time he wrestled him, and that's not what happened. So 5-0 after the first period, you end up in overtime and lose a match. And so that was the thing, and he didn't have some finished takedowns the first time he wrestled him, and this time he did. But the scary thing with Cunningham is that even though you might be in on a good shot, he does have a little bit of crazy hip stuff going on, and he's a battler, so you never know when you might be giving up 5 points. So,
Coach Rogers with us here from Kearney Catholic. Ty Conley, I think there was a couple of them out there where we saw decided underdogs really go after it, not just for you, but Ty was probably one of them. He got a good start, but the kid he's wrestling and Lucas Kine, really, really good. And then on the other side, Feldner and Zesker have wrestled enough times, and Mark got the win today. Talk about those two.
Well, I thought Ty wrestled pretty good. We just needed a couple things to happen there. I mean, he was in the match. He had a shot. Wrestled hard. He wrestled hard all day. I think he's getting a little bit of confidence now, so that's good. It was good to see him getting second place there. Like I said, he had a shot. Feldner, I thought, wrestled really well on his feet. Last time he wrestled him, he could not get a takedown on him, but he was solid on top. And this time was kind of the other way around. We got takedowns? A takedown, and then we had gave up a couple reversals. So,
and obviously there's one of the young men that's kind of near and dear to our hearts a little bit, even though I don't converse with him much, and that's Carter Fleshman. How much he loses in the semifinals, but then McCord in that, and we talked about it with Coach Carlson, he goes on and wins the darn thing. So does it take the sting away? Do you go, well, you know what, we lost to the conference champion with our young man, and what about Carter and the rest of the youngsters as you get ready to move forward?
Yeah, I think regardless of who ended up winning the tournament, Carter didn't wrestle as good as he could have in the match with McCord, flat out. And so, I mean, there's just things that he's got to fix. So the effort and want to and all that stuff is there, but we got to get him to just a couple little tiny things.
Isn't that the way it always is for coaches? We need
you
to fix
a couple little tiny things.
Right, Larry?
Sometimes
you don't want it to be a lot.
That's exactly right. You always want to hang it in there. I will say that so far this year with all the football and wrestling and everything that we've done, this has been the best interview because Kenny Luther, the assistant coach, just handed me a giant chocolate chip cookie. Right? So those of you that know me know this is awesome.
You like cookies, right? Yeah.
You keep him under control.
I'll try. You keep him under control, and I'll keep that guy under control.
Matt, we'll see you here in a couple of weeks. Yep. Enjoy Mitchell, will you?
We'll do.
We'll see you
I thought you were
back.
Coming.
Yeah, almost. That is head coach of Kearney Catholic, Matt Rogers. We'll take a final break, recap the results, and get you on out of here for the Loon Platte Tournament after this.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weegis, local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success. For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
Let's take a look now at the final results. Larry Baker, I know we're going to be getting on the road here. There's Derry Trampy, the best-looking guy in the building, walking by. You know, he's such a good cat.
Well, of course he is, and his team wrestled that way. They had a great tournament today.
Well, let's take a look at those final results, and then we'll get everybody heading for home here. Here's how they all broke down today, and we will start. In case you missed it, let's go back up towards the top. We got started, and then we got back into the coaches there, and Larry can chime in if he wants at 106 pounds. Jacob Kubica of Adams Central, a winner by pin over Chase Smith of Gibbon to take third in the finals. 1-2. Eric Pacheco of Kearney Catholic dominated it today over Tyler Cunningham of St. Paul. It'll be great to see him get together in the future. 10-1. 113, Lane Brown of Gibbon took third over Jackson Ulrich of Ord. 10-3. Wyatt Allen takes the 113-pound championship over Nolan Berry of Adams Central. 2-0. At 120 pounds, Wyatt Lane of Arcadia Loup City gets the four-foot win over Jack Keating of Kearney Catholic. Vinny Pearson of Gibbon is your champion, 12-9 over Peyton Leach of Ord. At 126, third place goes to Peyton Broderick of Adams Central, a 5-1 win over Jake Gappa of Kearney Catholic. And the champion, again, Dylan Pozoza of St. Paul, beating Clinton O'Neill of Ord by a score of 8-3. At 132, Carter Fleshman of Kearney Catholic is a winner by pin over Gerardo Raimundo of Gibbon in 233, while Peyton McCord of Centura is the champion over Zach McNally of Donovan Trumbull, a pin in 548, reversing the result from last year's final between those two. At 138 pounds, Oscar Cuellar of Gibbon, an 8-4 win over Lance Loom of Ord, and Lucas Kine of Centura beats Ty Conley of Kearney Catholic 9-3. 145 pounds, third place goes to Jacob Tracy of Gibbon. He's a winner over Caden Daw of Ord, 7-2. And Mark Zesker of Adams Central beats Joseph Feldner of Kearney Catholic 4-2. It occurs to me that we shouldn't have probably stopped Coach Trampy because they didn't have the great last round that everybody else had.
Yeah.
A lot of seconds and fourths for them. They were in position, didn't win a lot during that last round.
Yeah, no, great tournament today. it didn't close for them the way they normally see it. 170-pounder wrestled great.
152. It was Nick Lindblad of Adams Central over Gavin Trompke of Ord, 6-2 for third place. And Matt Rojas of Wood River beat Sam Folkers of Ravenna, 8-4 in a very spirited match there. At 160, Brennan Leach of Ord, here's a win over Thomas Spilnick, and he had a great, that was a great, exciting, that's probably the most exciting third-place match, because first they had it messed up on the scoreboard. Everybody's trying to figure out the score. It goes to overtime. It looks like he gets a pin. They don't award it in overtime, but Leach wins over Spilnick of Arcadia Loup City in the tiebreaker 9-5.
Yeah, that was a big one, actually. And the thing is again, you know, we talked about it through the broadcast. Be smart enough to know when to bail out of some of those positions. And Spilnick got himself in big trouble and paid for it.
David Gross wins it again here at the conference. From St. Paul, he wins the 160 by a pin over Tyler Ziegler of Adams Central in 5:43. At 170, it's Jesse Antle of Donovan Trumbull, a 1-0 win over Austin Skibinski of Arcadia Loup City for third. Cade Swoboda wins it. For a moment there, he was looking at the lights, but they were out of bounds, and Swoboda wins it. He was up big and then wins it over Bailey Brown of Centura in a pin in 4:28. At 182 pounds, Corey Brown of Adams Central takes third over Keaton Husak of Wood River, 5-4. And Colton Brown of Gibbon takes the win over Jared Curlow of Arcadia Loup City, a pin in 3:31. At 195 pounds, Zach Wiskowski of Adams Central, a winner over Diego Guerrera of Wood River, a pin in 1:17 to take third. Kalen Garrett of Donovan Trumbull, your champion, over Matt Jamison of St. Paul, 10-4. At 220, Colin Smith of Gibbon defeats Dalton Lewis of Donovan Trumbull by a pin in 3:26. And in the championship, Kendall Oberheide of Adams Central, a winner over Zach Helinski of Arcadia Loup City in a minute 42. And finally, the big boys, Jaron Shernica of Adams Central, a winner by pin over Randolph Frazane of Kearney Catholic in 1:56. Ozzie Rodriguez of Gibbon takes the championship over Lane Harubi of Arcadia Loup City via the pin in 3:21. Your team results, again, Adams Central is your champion here today, and they do it by 10 points, get the job done by 10 points today over Gibbon. Score there, 144 to 134. Was it 143-33? Trying to get that updated here. 149, actually, is how it ends up. 149, Adams Central, Gibbon 133, Ord 114, Kearney Catholic 100.5, Arcadia Loup City 96, St. Paul 6th with 87, Centura had 73, Wood River was 8th with 57, 55 for Donovan Trumbull in 9th, Ravenna 10th with 21. That's going to wrap things up here on our high school wrestling coverage of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament. This has been the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. This is KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Loup City, and final thoughts, Larry.
No, you know, we talked about it. Maybe wasn't as deep of a Loup Platte Conference tournament as we've seen in the past, but as we sit here at the end and I just look at the names, I think both guys at 106 pounds, Cunningham, Pacheco, I think Wyatt Allen, I'm just kind of going through some of these real quick, both 170 pounders, I think Sabota, Bailey Brown, David Gross from St. Paul, no doubt is in here, guys that will wrestle on Friday night in the center, I think, that have that opportunity, and wrestle on Saturday afternoon at Lincoln, maybe not as deep
or
of
Omaha.
A tournament, or Omaha, the old slip, right? But there's state finalists that wrestled today out of this conference, I think, no question, so that's what I leave with. I still think at the top, this is still a great conference.
For our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, and Larry Baker, as always, thanks, buddy. I'm Doug Duda. Don't forget, high school hoops tonight. Kearney Catholic boys hosting Boys Town just after 6 on ESPN 1460 and 1550. The Kearney Catholic girls beat Wayne today 72-27. Basketball here on Classic Hits begins again on Tuesday. St. Paul at Centura. The doubleheader is at 6. This is Doug Duda saying thanks for joining us, and have a great weekend, everyone.
Proceeding has been a KKPR sports production brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.
You're listening to a classic American Top 40 presentation from January 21st, 1984.
We're heading into the home stretch now on American Top 40, counting down the most popular songs in the country and getting closer and closer to number one. My name's Casey Kasem, and on we go.
Number 10.
The current hit by Daryl Hall and John Oates hit number one on the dance and disco chart, and on the pop chart, got as high as number two for 4 weeks.